Blog Talk Radio.
I guess you wonder where you at. This is the Get Down. Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network, the next phase in online radio. Baby, get down.
and gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Tonight is the Get Down with your humble host, Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic, and I'm joined by my esteemed co-host, Mr. DSP himself, the Dark Knight, not the Boy Wonder. Ladies and gentlemen, J. Rob, the Wise Son. What's good with you, bro?
Van Meadows, man, listen. You can't hold a good man down, regardless what you're going through, regardless what they say they putting you through. Because at the end of day, when Thursday gets here, it's time for the Get Down, man.
Indeed, indeed.
How you doing,
bro? Oh, man, I am doing phenomenal, bro. Just phenomenal. I hope you had a good day, man, and you are doing just as equally as phenomenal.
Listen, I got good prayers going on. I got good people around me giving good prayers. I got good friends. I got good family. I got good people in my circle, which means God is like, check this out. I'm trying to keep a whole lot of bad things from around you for a little while. So I'm not blocking no blessings. I humbly submit to all. And to top it off, I get to sit side saddle in the co-pilot seat next to Logan. Next to Wolverine. My bad. Next to Poetic. Next to Van Meadows. And they say legends are not born; they're made. I'm sorry, y'all, but I get to sit next to a legend every single week. For 52 weeks a year. Y'all ain't ready for what we doing. This is the Get Down, y'all. J-Rod the Wise Son, Poetic, spoken word, poetry. It's going down tonight. How you doing, man?
Oh, man. It's just ecstatic, you know, just ecstatic, you know.
Ecstatic.
I get to step in a squared circle.
Yeah.
I get to step in a squared circle one more time, man. Lace up the boots.
Just one
these
more time,
clothes.
Man.
Just one more time. Man. Just one more time. I'm ecstatic.
Ecstatic.
Ladies and gentlemen.
I can dig it.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening in online, the dialing number is 319-527-6300. And by all means, please press 1. And if you're already here and you desire to get down with us, please press 1. Tonight's show is brought to you by none other than Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw?
Woo! Woo! Are you ready, Van? Are you ready? Are you ready to be raw?
I hope so, man.
I got mine.
I know you got yours. I got mine.
All right.
Let's give a shout out, man, to the man who works behind the scenes, you know, as tirelessly as all of us do. He is, ladies and gentlemen, the CEO of Epiphany Radio, the brains behind this phenomenal network, Arthur Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the Poet Douglas. That's right, y'all, and he's running for president. I said
it. He's running for president.
I said it.
I second the motion.
But, yeah, man, make sure y'all reach out to him. Let him know you appreciate him. You know, get you some raw links, man. Get you some raw links, man. They're some of the finest jewels and gems handcrafted, you know, with healing properties just for you. So.
Yeah.
J-Rob,
healing properties.
J-Rob. Oh, man. We got so much to talk about, so much to do tonight. But first and foremost, can we get a huge round of applause for all of you fine poets that came through the first annual Get Down Limelight Open Mic Poetry Awards show last Thursday? Kudos and congratulations to all of the winners. You guys did an outstanding job, phenomenal poetry, and We got some awards to give away tonight that we had promised we would do, because there were some of you who got awards, but you may be getting a second award, because we have the Get Down Award, the Mr. Epiphany Award, And we have
and
we have the fan favorite award.
Wow.
But here's what we need to do. Here's what we need to do. Me and Van could choose who we want, but somebody will be like, oh, you're just chosen because you like them. So here's what we're going to do. We want y'all to choose. Get on the event page, hit me and Van up, and then we're going to talk about it. And whoever got the most votes for whichever award, I'm going to post it in the event group, and y'all tell us what y'all think. Because it's the audience that makes the decisions, and we're all good to go. How's that sound, Van?
Absolutely. That sounds awesome, bro. That sounds awesome. Ah, man.
So, Van.
Yeah, bro.
This week, well, better yet, let me say it like this. People often say, poets that is, my poetry is a form of therapy because we get to release, in, you know, different endorphins when we're letting go of things that are bothering us, letting go of things that are of a concern to us. Poets are the CNN of the communities in which we live. We are a reflection of the things around us, and we talk about those things. So, Van, my question to you and to everyone listening, but specifically to my brother from another mother, is
yes,
your
sir.
Poetry therapy for you, or is it therapy for somebody else?
Well, I would have to say it's a little bit of both, because it starts out being therapy for me because I write for me. But somewhere out there in the poetry universe, there's someone that needs to hear, or my poetry comes right on time for them, depending on what they're going through, what they're experiencing, or if they just need some inspiration. So it starts out being just for me, Jay. Therapy for me. But then it ends up just being therapy for everyone else that needed at that moment.
Okay. I'm going to go with that.
So people, therapy for everybody else.
Depending on what I write, because sometimes I've got some pieces of poetry that I just got to get something off my chest. And sometimes it's laced with profanity, and that's not stuff I'm going to post and share. It's just that I was going through something, I needed to let it go. Then there's other times I'll write something and be like, ooh, I got to post this. Oh, someone's got to hear this. And then I'm very surprised by people who might hit me back channel and say, well, this is hot. I like this. Or in those other cases where someone says, I really needed this. Thank you. So, and that's when it touches folks in a different light. And that's when I'm like, bet, I'm on to something with this. You know, like case
perfect,
in point,
my brother.
My nephew said, I wish I had a relationship with my dad like you have with grandpa. So I wrote a piece called What Would Daddy Say? I performed it in Rahway State Prison with a bunch of other poets. A big dude, 6'7", a little shorter than David Mott, came up to me with tears in his eyes, and he said he hadn't spoken to his son in 10 years. And he's like, yo, can I get that? I was like, why would I tell you no, bro? That's you. He said, because you captured what I wish I could say to my son. So we touch people when we don't even know we are, but it's when someone tells you that you said something that really affected me or helped me get through a particular time, that's when you know God touched you and God touched your pen, and the paper was the recipient of the ink and the audience was the recipient of the message. So it's a little of both.
Love it, bro. I love it. Well, is your piece locked and loaded, my brother?
I would say yes.
All right. Then go ahead and get on down.
This piece, ladies and gentlemen, is entitled Therapy Session. Kind of a collabo with me and Poetic, but this is called Therapy Session, and I'm going to be the patient. Hey, Doc, I didn't come here to be judged. I came here to get this off my chest, I guess. You see, I look around and I think profound that the things going on don't have to. But we don't have a clue. So here I am talking to you. I mean, I don't think you can imagine what goes through my mind every time I think I've made it. Made it in the nick of time, because every damn day I feel like hunted prey. And nope, I just never hope that that never becomes my day. What do you think I should say to keep me from feeling this way today? I mean, shit, Doc. It seems like we got to be protected from cop killers and street sweepers and political dreamers and schemers that try to get you and me to believe that America is not a racist country. I mean, since when do we buy soul food in Harlem from Chinese people? How come it's okay to gentrify my community, yet jobs are not offered to me, but they poach my genetic identity with culture vultures that are circling my neighborhood in search of the freshest meat to sell out my community for currency, and where my daughter thinks wet-ass pussy is lyrical brilliancy? I mean, come on, Doc. There's a song that says, where do we go from here? But I'm afraid that this is a question for someone else, because I'm a child of the wilderness, walking through the United States of snakes, land of the thief and home of the brave. But I have to front like I'm brave, yet I'm forced to walk these streets endangered and almost extinct. So before I lose my mind up in here, I came to see a shrink. So, what's up, Doc?
In
peace.
I see. And what you're telling me has been very disturbing and heartwarming. Please tell me something. Patient Zero, do you speak this way to all your prey? I mean, does your words calm and soothe you, per se? Because I can tell you have a heart of gold, a persona that gives way to the light of days of old. There's no reason for someone not to be blessed by your words and sheer kindness. I know for me, I would say that your gift is remarkable, and any day or night, the time would be right for someone to receive your words as therapy, even if you have an epiphany. Just as you tell them to get down, their images of a single frown is wiped away because they heard you read your thoughts today. What's more remarkable is you did this in poetic form, so unforgettable. Your simple but articulate usage of nouns and verbs creates this peaceful into a journey of your deepest thoughts and emotions, purely entertaining for the cerebral cortex with no illusions. My heavens, John. I'm sorry, may I call you John? Okay, thank you. Word is born. Let me just diagnose your clinical diagnosis. You have what is commonly called non-psychosis, complete with empathetic connotations, laced with ink word vibrations that has turned into simply the dopest poetic therapy for you and others like you. And that, sir, is my poetic diagnosis. In peace.
My.
Bro.
That is absolutely perfect.
Bro.
I love that, bro. I love that.
Man, I loved your piece, bro. I loved your piece. Ladies and gentlemen, y'all got to understand something. You got to know J. Rob the Wise Son to know that he is a lover of Looney Tunes. So that what's up, Doc, at the end? Oh, man, bro, your piece. When I read this piece, man, I was just like, yo, this piece is on fire, and I love what you did with it. Kudos, J-Rob. Kudos, my brother.
I must throw that back at you, bro, because that joint where some remarkable is you in this poetic form of unforgettable but simple articulate usage of nouns and verbs creates this piece's passage. That is hot. I dug how that flowed. And I like this combination with it being a collab yet not a collab in the traditional sense.
Right. the traditional
but my,
sense,
my,
right?
My therapeutic doctor and whatnot, and you could see a brother laying on the couch, and he's like, so what's up, doc?
Right.
He's like, may I call you John? May I call you John?
Yeah.
It flowed so perfect.
It flowed so perfect, man. This was dope. Man, this was definitely dope, man. I loved it, man.
Up on the Bugs Bunny.
Bro, come on, man. This is me. This is me. I picked that up when I read it at the end, man. I was like, oh, my God. I was like, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Hey, man, listen, man. Listen. I know we could sit here and give each other accolades all night long about the pieces that we just spit. But we got a slew of poets that would like to talk about this therapy of their poetry. So is it all right with you, brother, that we open up? Oh, go ahead, bro.
Before we do that, two things. Mm-hmm. Ladies and gentlemen, and those of you that are listening, those of you that are in queue waiting, please understand that Van Meadows and I sent out 500 invitations. And if all 500 people would have called in, that would have been levels beyond beautiful. But for those of you that are here with us now, you guys are about to experience the blessing of what spoken word poetry is to me and this man. And I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for what y'all are about to experience with us, because you guys are the gift. And secondly, we lost a poet again.
Yes. Yes.
We lost a brother by the name of King's Cadence. May he sleep peacefully in the arms of God for all eternity, and may his poetry be recited at the most inappropriate times and bring joy to those listening. And it's at this time, before we go to our first caller, that I please ask that you indulge Poetic and myself 10 seconds of silence, if you don't mind. Ashe. Oh. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Now, big bro,
let's get on with the get down. Let's get down.
Dedicated to you, King's Cadence. Enjoy it, brother. Let's go.
Yes, sir. Rest in peace, my brother. First artist on the mic is Epiphany's own one half host of the Love Zone. She is Miss VIP. What's happening, Ms. VIP?
Hello. How are you?
Well, hello to you.
Doing good. How you
Hi.
Doing?
I'm here.
Yes, you are. You are definitely here. And may I say, congratulations on your show last night. What a fine show it was indeed.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
I will have to say kudos to the same thing. Y'all got to stop calling this the Love Zone, because y'all are just. That's the name of your show. Your show should just be called
Indeed.
I don't know what else to call it. Her name.
Now,
yes, Dad.
Me, you want to go, Van?
No. We're on the same page. You go first, bro.
Ms. VIP, my question to you this evening, is your poetry therapy for you or therapy for someone else?
You know, moreover, I believe it's for me, because I can't really speak for others. On a little transparency, I write a blog once in a while, and people go, wow, that fits me really well. Yeah, that's me. But I've never heard it in poetry. You know, if I write poetry, I never heard that coming from anybody about me. So, moreover, I do believe it's, you know, I write for myself. But if anyone else thinks it's, you know, You understand what I'm saying? If it's therapy for someone, if it fits for someone, then that's great. But I've never heard it. So that's where I'm at.
Okay.
Okay.
I respect that. Wholeheartedly.
Absolutely. Without a shadow of a doubt.
So the question number two, is your piece locked and loaded, lovely lady?
You like all the mail,
yes,
right?
Yes, it
your
is.
Piece locked and loaded, lovely lady?
Yeah. Yes, it is.
If such is the case, allow me and Van to stand back and allow you to step forward and go ahead and get on down.
Thank you. Words saved my life. I picked up a pen 6 years ago and realized I can fall, get back up, fly high, go low, according to my mood. Thanking the Lord, I can write, to use my words wrong or right, to criticize or mystify. If I didn't write poetry, I'd die. See, writing became my catharsis. I can vent all I want, give the paper the biz. I can express my real thoughts. I can be fake. I can write so much my fingers ache, then wonder how much more can I take. So in essence, poetry is my therapy when I write it. I don't know if it helps anyone, but it helps me most definitely. When I have a block, I can walk away. It doesn't last long most of the time, not past a day. And when my skin hunger is at an all-time high, I just sigh and let the freak fly on the paper. Poetry is great therapy. I can't say my poetry helps others, but it surely helps me. And that's that piece.
She said,
let me say this smooth like she did, writing became my catharsis.
Come on, man. Stop playing with my vocabulary lips. I'm just saying. I love this piece. I love
Thank
this
you.
Piece. I'm a vocabulary freak, so when you drop vocabulary, I go somewhere else. I fade to black and just I don't talk to nobody else. So please excuse me, but she said writing became my catharsis. Love this. What say you, Van Meadows?
Man, I was loving this piece when she said she, you know, the ending. She don't know if her piece, her poetry is therapy for everyone else, but it is for her. That's where you're at. I feel that, and I respect that. And this piece was very transparent, very transparent, and I dug it. And then, J-Rob, you see the way she spit these pieces? You see the way she spit these pieces? She be spitting these pieces like she got a fresh cherry blow pop. You know
A fresh cherry blow pop. Can you make it great, baby?
No. Stop messing with the visuals, sweetheart. It's a cherry blow pop. Stop messing with the visuals.
It's cherry blow pop. Don't mess with the visuals. It's cherry.
Don't mess with the visuals.
All right.
Oh,
Ms. BF, before we send you over to the Get Down Dance Floor, because you set the stage every week, can you let everybody know what you got going on in the Epiphany Universe?
Absolutely. On Wednesday nights at 9 p.m., that's Eastern Standard Time, my sexy diva, La Perla Negra, and I are in the Love Zone. And we have topics that really make you think and write to and have a great discussion. And we have fun, too. And we get it in once in a while. So y'all come on by and I'm guaranteed to have some fun. How about that?
Listen, if y'all trying to get fed, Wednesday night y'all need to come to the show. I'm just saying.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much, gentlemen.
No, thank you. Thank you. Now going over to that Get Down Dance Floor and you know, start the party off.
I'm gonna
right.
do a two step. That's it.
All right. Two now. Step. All right now. That's all right. Ladies and gentlemen, on her way to the Get Down dance floor to take her socks off and get that two-step going, Miss VIP, take your socks off, baby, baby. Man. See how she gonna come through here?
That's how you start the show. So who do we have next, good brother? Who do we have next?
Oh, man, we got the other half host of the Love Zone, Epiphany Zone, La Pearl, La Negra. Hey, Danielle.
Hey, Ben. Hey, J-Bob. How y'all doing?
What's happening, Sultry? How you doing?
I'm doing. Hey, can I say something real quick?
I ain't do it.
I'm innocent.
You did. This time you are. Really? Hey, you know what?
Well,
it's okay.
I say nothing.
That's cool. It's cool. I like that. But, you know, it's the Love Zone, and love entails all topics. But, you know, I think we're going to keep it as the Love Zone for the title.
No. I mean, I love that y'all got the Love Zone. I'm just saying it stopped being love at like 9:15, and it's just all the poetry that y'all have. The poetry that y'all give the audience that comes in, it's all love. But it's so dope that the show just sounds.
Oh, that's what's up. Thank you. That's what's up.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God. Please, y'all. Come on. All right. Lord.
Well, La Pearl, La Negra, is your poetry therapy for you or for someone else?
Okay. You know what? Some of my pieces are like an instruction manual, but the majority of my pieces are, they are therapy for me. Because even though I'm not supposed to, I have a lot that I hold inside. And it's a release when I write them, whether I read it aloud to anybody or not. It makes a difference. Now, it's a lot of people that have told me that it's therapeutic for them because until they heard it from me, they thought they were the only one dealing with a particular issue or a situation. And now they know they aren't alone. So, because I'm telling their story, so it's therapy for me and for them.
Okay.
I got it.
Now, is your piece locked and loaded?
It is.
Well, let me and J-Rob take a step back and get out the way, and you go ahead and get on down.
Thank you. All right, I call this Wrapped in Rhythmic Silence. Be careful with her. She can still fall easy and be hurt. She has healed herself more times than you could ever even imagine. And though her level of endurance is pretty high, she can still break. So she wears her traumas like war paint, wiping her tears before they have a chance to even roll off her cheeks. She's a healer. She's got the biggest heart and the most beautiful soul. And she loves fierce and hard. And if you're not careful, you'll fall for her without even trying to. But she'll catch you and keep your heart safe. So be transparent upon your approach because lies chase her away. She has enough love to cover the whole world, and she'll give it to you if you love her right. And if you can match her rhythm, Your dance will be the dance of infinite steps through time of lifetime. And that's that piece.
You trying to steal all the tissues in a tissue box. Who are you in love with? What the hell? What the hell, man?
My pieces are like an instruction manual.
I'm like, what the hell, man? who the in love with this woman and whatnot? I'm like, bruh, cut this shit and take her back.
Right.
Oh, man. It's like, what in the hell?
Fly right.
All the tissues, really. You know, man, I picture her saying this piece to him as she slowly closed the door in his face, and all he hears at the end is, and the door closes.
Right.
Yep. And she leans against the door, and she's like, it had to be done.
Right, it had to be done.
Mm-hmm.
It just had to be done.
It just had to be done.
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm. I enjoyed it. Did you, Van?
Yeah, I did. It was an amazing, amazing, amazing piece of art there. Amazing piece of art.
Oh, thank you.
You know,
trying to steal all the tissue box.
But I second my brother, you know, you trying to have us sweating from our eyes tonight.
Oh.
You know, got me ready to pick up the phone and dial them 10 digits. Like, bruh, I know you're not listening to the show, but I know she's talking about you. So whatever happened, can you please fix it? Because she's tugging at our heartstrings.
Oh, that's what
you.
I was about to say.
Oh, that's so sad.
Right.
Thank you. Oh,
you know, after hearing her, I got to listen to some hardcore hip hop with curses.
Right. Right. Alexa, cue up NWA, Straight Outta Compton.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, that's what's up, y'all. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. And before we send you on over there to join your co-host, your diva, let everybody know what you got going on in the Epiphany Universe, because, you know, you kind of busy.
Okay. All right. This is your Saturday, so. But still. On Saturday night at 9, alternate Saturday, I host Poetic Therapy with Stan the Man Phillips. Oh, excuse me, I'm not late. Then, did I say Saturday night? Okay. Monday night at 9, I co-host with For Real the Poet, essentially Johnny, and Poetic in the Soul Cafe. That's Monday night at 9. And on Wednesday night, I co-host with my beautiful diva, Ms. VIP, in the Love Zone. Now, it is my week to pick a topic, but I haven't come up with anything yet. As y'all know, we do like to keep our topics thought-provoking, so it's going to be good. Y'all come on over there and get caught up in the Love Zone on Wednesday night.
Yes. Mm-mm-mm. All right. We're going to send you on over to the Get Down Dance Floor so that you can cut the rug and, you know, make it do what it do, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, on her way to take her socks off, Miss VIP, with Miss VIP is La Pearl La Negra. One love, one mic. As Pharrell would say,
one
baby
one
love. Oh, man.
Uh-oh.
I tell you, boy, tell you, man, let's keep this party going. This Get Down party going, man. I hope y'all having a good time.
Who's that?
I'm having an exceptional time, man. Next, oh, man, next on the mic, we got one of my favorite poets, man. One of my favorite poets, you know. He is Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer. What's going on, Joe?
Hey, good evening, Poetic. Hey, Rob the Wild Son. How my brother's doing this evening?
Salute,
good,
King.
Brother. How you doing?
Oh, man, I'm good. I'm good, man. I'm good, chilling. Hey, how y'all doing?
Joe,
yes, sir.
I get a chance to listen to dope poetry every week. And when I get a chance to listen to dope poetry, you come on the air. And when you come on the air, I get a chance to sit back, relax, and be like, y'all ain't ready. Y'all ain't ready. Y'all ain't ready.
Oh, man, great.
Y'all ain't ready.
Thank
I'm
you.
Just saying.
Thank
I'm
you,
just saying. Rob.
Appreciate that, brother. Thank you, man.
But in that same vein, I do have
Absolutely.
A question.
Absolutely.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Is your poetry therapy for you when you're writing? Or do you think it's therapy for somebody else?
You know, I have to agree with my brother Poetic on that. It's a little bit of both. I mean, you know, at times I just write to, you know, take a little tension off myself, you know, experiment with lines and this, that, and the other, you know, for myself personally, you know, okay, that's a good hit, that's a good hook, you know, stuff like that. But, you know, actually how my name came about is the poetry that I used to write. Everybody said I always got into their heads. So, I deemed myself, you know, the mind dancer because, you know, every time I wrote something, they say, man, you read my mind and stuff like that. So, and, you know, there was an incident a long time ago, a couple years back that, you know, Poetic, another, you know, artist in the field, she's more of a singer than a poet, but, you know, she was, you know, I got, she attempted to take her life, and I had to intervene.
Mm.
And, you know.
Amen. I'm glad you did.
I guess you needed to hear something. And, you know, I was on a call with my lady, but, hey, you know, I got to talk to you later. I have to handle this. And, my words helped her. And so, you know, that instance, yeah, it definitely helped someone, you know. So, yeah, I look at it in both ways. You know, it's therapeutic for myself, and it also can help someone. I mean, you know, I had a friend of mine who, you know, discounted her looks. You know, she wanted to go for this, you know, elaborate operation. I said, look, you know, she you're suffering from something. Because she dropped it gorgeous. But she wanted to hack herself up. And I'm trying to tell her, look, you know, I had to explain to her, you know, what beauty is and what guys see and all that sort of thing, you know. And I did it as a poem, and I sent it to her. And she didn't have the operation, thank God, but, you know, she born a better life now. So, yeah, it is definitely therapeutic to other people. You'd be surprised at the power of the pen, for real, man.
That's what I'm talking about.
There's power in the words.
There's always power in the spoken word.
The pen is mightier than the sword is true. It's a fact.
So with that being the case, good brother, allow me to ask you this.
Yeah.
Would your penmanship poetically be locked and loaded?
Oh, absolutely, brother. Absolutely. Absolutely.
That being the case, then allow me and my co-host to step to the back and allow you to go ahead and get on down.
All right. Nothing but sisters in my hood. In my schools, my leaders are neither sisters nor brothers. They are other forces that extort authority, a force majority. The numbers don't reflect the sect. They neglect to count who counts. Kitchen mounts his ideas from who are feared appear more and more relevant. It's evident. The old ways of days gone by wane. It's trying to be maintained in backroom offices, media prefaces, references to only our criminality. In reality, it's all made up. Simple minds get paid up. Scenes are staged up. Rage up. The actors are killed. Brothers' blood spilled. The newsreel we view kills. Thoughts are filled with negative perceptions. A little misdirection goes a long way. For what? So we can act a certain way? Stay a little slave? Your freedom wave, a sick way of life saved? Get back into your homes. Fill your domes with knowledge. Abolish all this foolishness. Give foul tongues a rest. Nothing but sisters in my hood. The brothers are 6 feet under or jailed in a phony war or at a liquor store or a quicker score to get that money to buy right back into the madness. Shit ain't funny. We're no dummies. Bond, bind, unite. With us we fight is not my motto. It's the plot, though. You keep you down. Keep you frowned and scowling. All the while you're running around mad, your freedom's being had. Baby mama's sad, no real support, forget the courts. My heroes never played any sports. They raised the conscious level. What they built, you're helping the level. Against your own, you try and rebel. Turn down the bass enough to treble. Shout out loud and make them hear. There's nothing but sisters in my hood. My peace. Thank you.
That's what I'm talking about. Go ahead, man. Tell them. Tell them. Tell him.
Yo, Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer, man. Your pen is so wicked, bro. Every time I hear you speak your pieces, man, it just gives me so much inspiration. And I like that last line, too, man. I listen, man, but that last line is Sisters in My Hood. Bro, that's what I'm talking about, man. Dope, dope ink. J-Rod.
I'm just sitting here as a fan saying, God Almighty, thank this brother, thank this brother, thank this brother. Salute, King.
I appreciate that, fam.
I like that a lot.
Man.
I like that a lot. It's a bad man right there.
Yes, sir.
He ain't trying to say it himself, but he daddy do dirty when it comes to that pen. I'm just saying.
Somebody been watching Penitentiary.
I'm just saying.
Too sweet, baby. Too sweet, baby. Too sweet.
Oh, man. Yeah, man.
Cool.
You know, I'm trying to bring something to the show, man. Hope everybody enjoys, you know.
Oh, man,
trust and believe. More than enjoy. Trust and believe.
Yes,
so, all right, brother.
Rather than keep you a lot longer, good brother, I'm going to let Van Meadows usher you up to the Get Down dance floor because it looks like Danielle and Ms. VIP is licking their chops because they see another dance partner coming around.
Hey, now, you know, the queens are outstanding, man. I love their show, man. So, absolutely, man. Definitely join the party.
My good brother.
All right.
Thank you, brother.
Yes, sir. Ladies and gentlemen.
Thank y'all, man. Thanks for having me, man.
Nah, man. Thank you, man. On his way to the Get Down dance floor to do some moves is Joe, the Verbal Mind Dancer. Thank you, good brother. Take your socks off. Baby, baby.
Why be happy when you can?
I'm sorry, Joe.
I'll say, why be average? Why be average when you can be raw?
That's what I'm talking about. That's how y'all advertise. When y'all come to the show, that's how you advertise. Yes, sir.
Yeah, what he said.
Thank you, good brother. Appreciate you, man.
Hey, I appreciate y'all, man. Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer. Man, this has been a phenomenal show, man, so far, man. This poetry, man, is amazing, bro. It's amazing. Oh,
yeah,
man.
I like this.
Yeah,
I like
man.
This.
Whew. All right.
So who do we have up next?
Bruh. We got one of the smoothest cats to touch the mic coming up next, bro.
Smoothest?
He is smooth. I mean, smooth. He's so smooth.
Oh, you said smooth.
You got to smooth. He's so smooth, you got to call him sir. Ladies and gentlemen, Sir Lawrence. What's up, sir?
Hey, come on, Poet. J-Rob, what's happening?
What's happening, sir?
All right. The vibe is strong. Let's keep it working.
Come on
now. Yes, sir. brother.
Come on
yes,
now.
Yes, sir. So
yeah,
my good brother.
Strong, man.
My good brother. First of all, how you doing, man? How you doing? You doing all right?
Hey, man. I'm better than ever, man. You know, ain't no point playing with this thing.
Come on now.
That's what I'm talking about. Well, good brother.
Good brother.
Is your poetry therapy for you or for someone else?
Again, you know, I had to agree with you. I think it's both. Cause even if you don't set out to do that, you know, on the onset, it can wind up being therapy for you or therapy for someone else or group therapy. You know what I mean? And you know, so it's I think poem should strike you in another way every time you read it.
Okay.
I like that.
I can dig that.
Gotcha.
I definitely did that. And you know, J Rob, sitting here listening to Sir Lawrence, man. He said something that's kinda got my creative juices going, right?
Talk to me.
He said group therapy. Right? Group therapy.
So I'm
thinking maybe next week's show be something that we have not done. Which is a collab show, a group collab show. However, whether it's two or three in the group collab piece, y'all decide what type of therapy you want to write. Each of you collab and write a therapeutic piece for next week's show. We'll call it group therapy.
Okay.
Check it.
Group therapy.
Group therapy. Now listen, everybody. Everybody listening. Everybody can hear me. Listen. Don't be like some people and say you want to get in this group collab, and then you come up MIA. That's wrong.
Yeah.
If you want to be part of the collab, let us know. We'll give it until it's Thursday. We'll give it until Sunday. Please reach out to J Rob or myself. Say you'd like to be a part of the collab. And here's the fun part, Jay. You ready? You ready for the fun part?
What's the fun part?
We get to put the collab people together.
See?
I like it.
We get to put them together. It'd be so much fun, y'all. I like it. You know, it'll give you an opportunity to step outside of yourself and be paired up with someone who maybe you normally wouldn't write with or wouldn't see yourself collabing with because your styles are contrasting. You know?
Yeah.
But
yes.
That's true.
But we desire to stretch our pens like never before because we see poetry differently.
Could you imagine? Just imagine Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer and Sir Lawrence.
Ooh.
I'm just saying.
That's funny.
Yes.
I'm just saying.
Oh, my God.
I speak to the poetry gods. If they answer the poetry gods, so will it. I'm just saying. Just imagine that, man.
Yeah, please make sure y'all let us know by Sunday so that we can put this together and this would be so amazing. You know, we'll put y'all together, but y'all will come up with your own group therapy topic and all that good stuff. You know, cuz we want your creativity to flow, not ours. So
I like
now,
it.
Thank you, good brother. Sir Lawrence, thank you for that, man. You know, thank you.
Absolutely. You know, and once again, that was a case in point right there.
Yes, sir. Man. Now, my brother, is your piece locked and loaded?
In fact.
All right. Well, my brother, go ahead and get on down.
Yes, sir. God-given. Doesn't asking for your rights suggest if they are our rights, then why are we asking permission to have the right to have rights? Asking permission to have the right to have rights. Once again, caught up in logomachies. Because the people we are asking don't have the right. That is why they call it privilege. Sir Lawrence.
Yes, sir, bro. Yes, sir.
I'm asking for the right, sir. That's why they call it privilege.
Right. Right.
Damn.
Wow.
Yeah, you had me double parked on dumb. I had to recite that in my head for a second. I was like, oh, damn. Oh, damn. Okay,
yeah.
I see what you're doing.
Yeah, absolutely.
I see what you're doing. I dig that.
I mean,
I dig that a whole lot. I see what you where you went with that.
I mean, you asking for something God already gave you. So, what's
That's
really
right.
going on?
Right. Right. Wow.
I dig that. And
you know, this was a deep thought-provoking piece, J-Rab. It challenges you to think, and the end question becomes, wait, why do I rather ask for something that's already freely given to me? Just like you said.
Listen, the fact that we're still asking for our inalienable rights as opposed to be like, that's mine. Why am I asking you for something that's mine? Is mind-boggling. But
right.
Hence the question that the brother just put out there. I dig this. And see how thought-provoking that piece was, as short as it was, as thought-provoking as it was? That's the stuff that causes conversations to be had.
Right.
Because
right.
all three of us know that there's somebody out there who heard it differently and got a different spin on what he just did. But
yes,
it causes
sir.
Conversation, and hence, picture that young boy who just went through something with the police who's like, I know my rights. Do you know your rights? Well, what do
you know that's
what,
like...
What? Come on, bro. What is it?
No, it's like charging you for air.
Right.
That's what's next.
Well, you know, technically they do charge you for air. Ask an asthmatic.
They do, but I'm just
ask an asthmatic.
But I mean, right.
You know,
but see,
I know
that's
what you
where
mean.
The logomachies. That's where the logomachies came in. You know, you fighting over a word.
Right. Right.
Exactly.
Oh man, I love that man. Dope ink, bro. Thank you for bringing that man and sparking the creative juices, if you will, for next week's show, man. We appreciate you, brother.
Check it. Always.
Now, man, you got to get on over there to get down dance floor, man. You ready?
I
you
know,
ready
man.
To get
I
down?
Got. I think my left leg got enough oil in it. I do.
That's all we need. As long as you got a little bit in your left foot, we all right.
I know that's right, man. I know that's right. All right, my brother. Get on that dance floor, man,
right,
and make it do what it do. Stick around. Ladies and gentlemen, Sir Lawrence. Man. Ladies and gentlemen, if you are listening in online, the dial-in number is 319-527-6300. And when you get here, please press 1. This is the Get Down with your host, J. Rob, the Wise Son, and yours truly, Poetic.
You're listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network.
Your number one hit station in town.
This is Radio.
This is Sandy, and you're listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Peace, blessings, and one love.
All right, next on the line, J-Rob, the wise son, we got area code 347. Welcome to the Get Down. Who do we have on the mic?
What is going on? This is Stephen Peter. Life on Life Turns is coming to show some support and, you know, just stretch out a little bit.
Absolutely, my brother. Glad to hear you, man. Glad to hear you.
I don't get it. Oh, thank you so much. Thank you for the intro. The love is appreciated. Can y'all hear me well? Because I really got
these
cheap headphones.
Yeah, we can hear you just fine.
Oh,
yeah,
no,
we can hear you just fine, brother.
We can hear you fine.
Mm-hmm.
Where you calling from?
The Bronx.
Oh, you up in the boogie?
Yeah, the boogie woogie. I'm jumping the boogie.
Come
to
on
the boogie
now.
To the boogie
now
you,
right now, you my favorite.
Right now, you my favorite. Yeah, no, Epiphany is legendary, and as I said today, just to be clear to everybody listening, on anywhere you type, there's not a constructive poetry network of people working together, as Epiphany puts it, in any country, any place in the world. This is where people need to build to be at to build. So I'm just a contributor.
I appreciate you, man.
Straight up.
Appreciate
it. Am I talking
to you as well?
Where's another Epiphany? Do the research, Google, whatever. It's not there. Epiphany's on your page. It's where you need to be.
My man.
Humble, bro.
That means a whole
humble,
lot,
bro.
Yeah,
I'm man.
Extremely
humble. We got
and you. Hard.
Look. For real, the poet, sure you get his promo check out in the mail.
Nah, they didn't even like that.
Nah. I got you, bro.
Sure.
You know I got you, bro. I got you, man.
Make
this
sure
brother,
you,
man.
You hit the event page. The reason we want to hit the event page is that we want to make sure we stay in touch with you.
Respect, all respect due, this brother, Van Meadows, and J-Rob,
we appreciate you coming through and spending a little bit of time and blessing us. So let me ask you a quick question, good brother. Since you happen to be from the Boogie Down, which is my hometown, still up in the Marsania section, is your poetry, is your poetry therapy for you or therapy for somebody else, in your estimation?
You know, I'm here. I'm here chilling, and, you know, I got my fiance. She on here, too. Say hi, my love.
Hi, everyone.
Bless hey, how are you?
Yeah, so, no, it's for all. I can't
thank you.
Oh, I'm sorry. I apologize. Yeah, we good.
Right on.
No, it's for how can I control what I say and how it hits somebody? So I say for all who are listening, because maybe it can hit them in the heart and they be quiet. How do I know? So I don't think I can control that. So I say for all, but definitely focus on me and working on that.
Right on. Great answer.
Yes, sir.
Let me ask you part two to that question. Is your poetry locked and loaded, and are you ready to share it?
Of course. All day, all night, forever, never, never, never. So
my
am I
man,
on or
me,
am I off? So, oh, go ahead. I'm ready to go in. Go in.
Well, me and Van are going to step back and let you go ahead and get on down.
Yeah, no, man, it's crazy. And I start like, see if you think. If you don't think, our minds move. And we think, how many therapies is for our minds that move? So poetry and therapy, poetry helps me in the type of therapy that I think about and visualizing the shape of loss. You know, just last year, I lost one. Hold on now. We're going therapy and poetry. Spoken words in there crumbled up. Let's open that paper. So what it be? My heart aches. Ba-boom, ba-boom, My heart aches. Come on, I lost a close one. We talking therapy and poetry. Matter of fact, maybe nobody comfortable right now. Sit on the couch and just get comfortable. I haven't even begun. Because it's poetry and therapy, and what's going to help me? The spoken word of others, it seems to be. So, you know, it's crazy because I'm crying inward and I'm pissing out chunks. Depression ain't fun. I'm coming at y'all strong. Sorry if you feel offended. Maybe you ain't ready. Hold up, who that? Out of nowhere. But I recover in verses and hakus that I'm trying to construct and write. You know hakus I'm trying to construct and write. But poetry, it helps me deal with my whys, my whens, and my wheres, and all that W stuff. Because it's a win that I'm looking for. My life's work is mental wellness. Could you imagine? See, but poetry and therapy, it allows me to develop a comfortable format to share with others to help their minds and our mind. Poetry and therapy, all for me.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Bruh.
Man.
Outstanding work, young brother.
Thank you.
Outstanding work.
Thank you.
Outstanding work. And I love the energy that you brought to it because that's coming from a different place. So I'm hearing you and I'm hearing you and I'm hearing you and I'm like, yeah, that's energy, y'all. That's that energy. Thank you for this, bro.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
Much
yes.
respect. Thank you. I'm sacred.
Mm-hmm. Yo, man.
What say you, Van?
And this piece was amazing, bro. Like I said, it's been a while since I heard you spit, but I'm so glad that you came tonight to spit this
much
piece.
Much respect to you, brother. Much respect. Yes,
sir,
much respect.
Sir.
Here to support and
Absolutely.
Learn and grow and get better.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Mind
yes,
that you
sir.
Be out of
yes,
control
sir.
So much, so I need some therapy for real to be like, yo, calm down, bro. You out of control.
And see, your piece that you did tonight is therapy mm-hmm. for somebody else right now, because somewhere
Hopefully.
Somebody walking and they got those same jaded thoughts trying to figure out what I got to do next, how I'm gonna do it, how am I going to survive?
Yes, bruh.
Phenomenal ink.
No, much respect.
Indeed.
And I'm here to support.
Thank you.
Y'all have a good
much
night.
Appreciate
man.
It. You
right,
too, good brother.
Thank
you.
Before you go, man, let everybody know about what it is you do, you know, so that they can be prepared for what's coming.
My
platform's called Life on Life Terms. You go to lifeonlifeterms.com. It's mental wellness for all. It's developing. We're putting in a new website. And we're here to just help people with their mental wellness needs. But it's at a grassroots level. You know, we've been doing this since 2017, but when you're working with others and going the line of nonprofit and you do volunteer work, you know, it's a grind. And I work with others and, you know, we're working together. But definitely I welcome everybody, Life on Life Terms. This Saturday, if you go to lifeonlifeterms.com, you'll see episode 29. We do a one-hour show that's broadcasting on local cable. We're also putting it on different internet networks, but it's a grind. But all of it is real. And if anybody here would like to contribute to the show, poetry, whatever, just hit me up. LifeOnLifeTerms.com. It's real. That's what I'm saying. It's
yes,
real. Like, it's
it
real.
Can
yeah.
you post? Can you please? Can you please post that in the event page? Good
with honor. With Game of Thrones honor. I'm saluting to the.
I say.
Game of Thrones
yes,
over here. What?
Yes, thank you. Thank
Much
you, good brother.
Thank
make sure,
so
make, sure you, make sure you post it, post that information in the
Will
event
do.
Page. I did add you to it, man.
Will
so please, ladies and gentlemen,
Will
on
do.
His way to the Get Down Dance Floor, him and his lovely lady, they're going to show us what some of those dance moves they got. So,
yeah,
my
course,
love, Mike,
course.
My brother.
Much respect. Have a good one.
You too, bro.
Wow. That was powerful, man.
Yeah, man.
That energy, that was... Yeah.
For those of you that don't know, that brother is responsible for. I don't know if you remember when Murder She Wrote was doing some interviews, and I got the opportunity to be interviewed, and I just posted that playback of that show on my page. He posted it on his page. So y'all go check it out and see what it is that they do. Like you said, it's broadcasted on local cable in the Bronx. However, you can watch it via YouTube and other streaming platforms. So now,
who's up next, man?
Bro, do you know we got the gifted one up next, but he's also a divine demon, Wolf Hour's own. What's good, my brother? Divine Demon, are you muted? You muted?
Divine Demon.
The question begs, like a peg and a half a leg, are my words therapeutic? Let's go deep because I'm rooted. The lines be sharp and dressed to the nines like I'm suited. They call me king of this thing. I guess I'm undisputed. I say a lot with small drops. Guess I disputed. Rhyme so free flow like free throws. So damn fluid. I'm in love with the cocoa. Hell no. To the white dust and for Cupid. I'll spit three rhymes three times and make them nine fine lines like Cupid. As I twist and turn, creating patterns like a Rubik. My big is my voice, but I don't watch my lips as I spit. I don't speak much. I listen. I stay muted. I was on mute. I'm a demon who's divine. Can't get over or under my lines. Hard to understand as I slip and drip quips with no hands. That's so stupid. Stupid eel with a platinum quill. They be like, that quiet mofo got ridiculous skills. I'm like a wombat in combat. I'm mortal with 1,000 kills. My only enemy is enemy. Opposition can't find me or bind me. I'm elusive. You saw it first, you heard me burst. This is exclusive. I'm like Niagara and Viagra. When I come, you better pray because I spray in the air like I'm polluted. Beating hard like a drum going rum pum pum pum. That's acoustic. Bass have rhythm and flow and melody, but I'm just a mellow G with a pen that makes music. No rhyme or reason for this lyrical treason. Ask me to tell you how I do this. I'll tell you no lies and make no excuses. Hit after hit, quip after quip, drop after drip. So weakly executed. I just released a beast. This ain't a diss fest, because the poetry gang, game, I was recruited. So for me, this thing right here, so damn therapeutic. In peace, Chris the Gifted. How y'all doing?
Oh, yo. I reminisce. Oh, sorry. I'm sorry. My bad.
No, I'm gonna let you go on, man. Finish.
No. I'm good. I just had that vibe for a quick second.
See,
Divine Demon.
Me and Divine Demon.
What's going on?
Had a conversation earlier today.
We did.
Just some compliment, talking about poetry and stuff. And let me tell you something, brother. This piece accentuates that conversation today. For me, this piece exemplifies what you and I was talking about. So again, let me stand up for a hot second and give you your flowers the way it's supposed to be given and say thank you.
I appreciate that, bro.
That's what I'm talking about. Van Meadows, what say you?
Man. This brother came in, just started blazing with the reminiscing in the background. I'm over here vibing like I got on some old, y'all remember them nylon sweatsuits back in the day with a nice little headband on with some fresh kicks, thinking I'm it in the basement at a basement club party, except I'm standing on the wall. Nah, man, that was some phenomenal ink though, bro. I appreciate you, man. You know your pen is wicked, man, and I respect it so much, man. The gifted one. Man, phenomenal.
I appreciate that so much.
That part.
Because that's some serious therapy, bro.
That part.
Yeah.
Mm.
I did my best.
That part.
I got to make sure I inbox y'all, too, for that. When is that? I heard the tail end. When is that collab coming up? Because I didn't catch the whole thing.
That's going to be next week.
Okay. I got to make sure I sign up for that because I want to be down.
That's what I'm talking about. So far, we got a lot of hits on the event page, Jay. Joe DeVerbal said he's down. Lisa Lip said, who wants to collab? We got
Imagine
Divine Demon.
Imagine Lisa Lips and Divine Demon.
Ooh. That'll be interesting. Or
Chris Gifted and Mr. Metaphoria.
Mm.
I'm just saying.
That's what I'm
talking
about.
Y'all gotta talk to me.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
All I'm gonna say is I can do some amazing things with some lips.
That's my brother, bro. That's my bro.
And he don't be hiding it. He ain't trying to be like behind curtains. He's like, I could do something with some lips.
With some lips.
I ain't mad at you. I ain't mad at you.
Right. Okay, bro. Hey, I need to go off topic real quick. Just for a hot second. Bro.
Go on.
Bro. Divine Demon. Now, you know how we feel about J-Lo, right?
Yeah.
Now, I know you've seen her movie, The Cell, right? Have you seen that movie?
No, I don't recall that. You have to refresh my memory on that one because it must be all
the... Cell was the movie where she was this FBI agent, worked for the FBI, and she went into, it was like a sci-fi movie, and she went into the mind of this serial killer, and he trapped her in, and he killed her like, five or six times, brought her back to life kind of thing, right?
Okay.
Go on.
Today, I saw The Cell Part 2, part of it. And I was hooked to it.
Okay. Wow.
But the character that it got playing, J-Lo, I'm like, y'all couldn't do better than that? Bro, Google it.
But you were
Google
disappointed.
You'll see exactly what I mean. I was very disappointed. She didn't act like her. She didn't have the edge like her. She just Google the actress and you know, The Cell 2, and you'll see exactly what I'm talking about. All right. And we'll talk about it later. Let me know when you check it out. But we're going to send you one over to the Get Down Dance Floor, brother. Stick around. Enjoy the rest of the show. Ladies and gentlemen, he is Divine Demon. Man.
That boy bad.
Yes, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to keep this party going. J. Rob the Wise Son, all the way from Canada, bro. We got our good friend, Lady A. Hey, Lady A.
Hi. Hello, Lady A.
Hello.
Great
show.
Thank you so much. How you doing?
I'm doing good. It's been an interesting search for the questions you're asking, and I'd like to answer some of them.
Let's just get right to it then. Let's just get right to it. So the question is wait a minute, man. Should it be me or you? Because Divine Demon skipped it, so we didn't get it.
Yeah, he kind of skipped it. So yeah.
Go ahead.
Man. You got it.
No. Go ahead,
okay.
Man.
Okay. All right. So Lady A. Is your poetry therapy for you, for someone else?
From the beginning, when I started writing, which was probably almost 30 years ago now, it came out of a place of need for catharsis. It came out of a place of need for expression, a need to grieve, and it just flowed out of me. I never wrote before. And my poetry came from that place. And from that place, it grew a wider genre, for sure. But it always flows back to that time. And it has helped other people, too. I'll have to be honest about that. And that was not my goal, but it ended up being that in a lot of ways. And so... and this piece that I'm going to read to you will explain that better. But I think that we have, as writers and poets, a certain responsibility to be able to express ourselves, yes, but to be prepared to see the need of others out there and to address those things. And I'm sure you know what I mean. If you see somebody that's in emotional need of some kind, you can't just look the other way if they're, because a lot of them are crying out in what they're writing as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so that has connected me to a lot of different people over the years in a good way.
Mm. Okay. Okay.
I like that.
Well, it sounds like your piece is locked and loaded, and that's you know,
it
we
want to
hear
yeah.
it because we want to step on back and let you go ahead and get on down.
Okay, so I wrote this has meaning going back, like I said, almost 30 years, but I wrote this because it was very difficult for me to write exactly what I was thinking at the time. So it's called I Can't Breathe. Monday evening came after a day of unrest, a day of uncertainty. Clinical in the morning, I was pressing my white uniform and the phone rang. She said, "Bob's dead. He blew his head off." At first, I thought she was drunk. Then his sister got on the phone. "It's true. He shot himself this morning." No! No! That moment, I lost my mind, my balance, my breath. Oh, God, I lost my love. Why? What happened? Why? Why? That day, I died, too. An animal, caged, pacing, roaring, howling, whimpering, sleep. Oh, I begin to stir and remember he's dead. A vomit like a volcano erupts, spews, eyes wild, pacing, mutter to myself, "It can't be true." Screams blow out of a place I can't identify. Wails that shred the paint on the walls, on the ceiling. Weeping, hysterical, "I can't breathe, I can't see. I'm numb, yet there is excruciating pain." Sleep. Dream of him, but I can't see his face. Music. It soothes the gripping ache in my guts. It can't stop the pounding in my heart. I can hear it beating in my ears. Music calms the raging beast. Sleep. Dream. No face. That moment in time turned into 3 years of endless crying, eternal anguish, sorrow beyond anything I ever knew. Each day, one foot in front of the other, and I want to die. I study for exams, go to clinical, take care of my patients, come home, and there is a shrine on my bed, and strips of paint dangle from the ceiling. I know the pain he was in. He left me in even greater pain. Black as pitch, blacker than the blackest black, I drown in sorrow, grief-stricken. I want to hurl myself into his grave. In peace.
Wow.
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 Wow. I love this. I love this because I heard the passion in your voice. I heard the overall sincerity of the piece, and because
yeah.
I'm eclectic like that, I just envisioned you at a desk writing this. When you're screaming out, you're ripping up the paper, writing it again, the emotion is getting to you, and the paper, the words are not coming out the way you want it, so paper's flying all over the floor, and then you get it right to say exactly what you feel like saying, and it turns out the way you just did it.
Yeah.
That's dope.
Thank you.
Van Meadows.
You know, I felt all of that too, Jay, but I also felt the pain and the peace. Pain, the hurt, the anguish, the disappointment.
Mm.
This piece is very, very transparent. And I just couldn't imagine getting that call, interrupting my whole plan for my day, and then having to go through state, feeling all of that and wanting to release, and then you release it so powerfully through your ink. So it's therapeutic for you, but rest assured it's therapeutic for someone else. No doubt.
Yeah.
That was a painfully sad, beautiful piece. Thank you for sharing.
Thank you so much.
Totally agree.
You know, that was when I began writing and trying to learn how to cope with it. And I could never survive that again. Something like that. It's so devastating. You know, grief is grief, and it's powerful. And I worked hard to get through it, but I feel like I'm very in tune now when I read poetry. If there's an inkling of suicide in there, I'll contact the writer and just, you know, give a word of encouragement or strike up a dialogue, or because I feel an obligation, because we often overlook those clues, and the clues were there, and I knew it kind of, sort of, like you kind of wonder if that's what was meant when he said this or that, and I didn't slough it off. I just was too afraid to bring it up. And when we read it in other people's poetry, because many people who write are depressed or are suicidal, and we need to be in touch with that. So that has given me courage to help somebody else.
Wow.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
And I can guarantee somebody, someone listened to this, and they were just as touched.
Thank you for allowing me to read it.
Man, thank you.
Thank you for blessing
us. Thank you. Absolutely. Absolutely. Now we're going to send you on over to the Get Down Dance Floor so you can hang out with the rest of the family and enjoy the rest of the show. And go ahead and move about, you know, shuffle those feet, you know, do a little two-step, or, you know, if you know how to get down, I mean really get down, and go ahead and get on down.
I love dancing.
All right now.
Nice.
Ladies and gentlemen, on her way to the Get Down Dance Floor is Lady A. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Oh man, that piece was pretty, pretty powerful. I can't imagine.
Outstanding.
I can't imagine.
Van?
Those. Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
You sound very low.
Can you hear me?
Got you.
Okay.
Gotcha.
All right. All right. We're going to keep this Get Down party going, man. We got our go-go brother, Mr.
Uh-oh.
Automatic Charismatic. What's good with you, bro? Mr. Automatic Charismatic. Are you muted? Bro, did you fall asleep? He fell asleep. He fell asleep.
He fell asleep.
He fell asleep.
Next.
All right. We'll go back to him. Next up, y'all, is one of our good brothers. He is the host of Let's Talk Poetry Corner, Tuesday nights, 8 p.m., King Atterbury. What's up with you, King?
What's going on, brothers? How y'all doing?
Salute to you,
doing
King.
Good, man. How you feeling, man?
I'm chilling, man. I'm over here at the J.O.B., you know, hauling.
I hear you.
You know what I'm saying? Waiting to touch the mic.
I hear you.
Oh,
King Atterbury over there casting shadows on the sun, Van.
Yeah,
I gotta ask. Because you do this poetry thing exceptionally well. And kudos to you
that.
And what you are doing out there. So my question to you is, at times, is your poetry therapy for you when you're writing, or do you think it's therapy for somebody else?
I'm going to have to say it's both. You know what I mean? I write for the world, but it's off experience, though. You know, but I never know how it affects somebody else until somebody say, yo, you know what I'm saying? I feel you on that. So,
that's what
touches me right there.
That's what's up.
Motivation
like
to drive, man.
That's what's
and
up.
And that's all we need. That's all we need is more motivational drive.
So the second question to this is your piece already locked and loaded?
Oh, it's coming out hot fire. You know what I'm saying? It's in a lava pit.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You said, so if that's the case, brother, me and my co-host are going to step back, let you stand up to the mic, and go ahead and get on down.
No doubt. This piece is titled "For the World Who Knew." Tackle topics in society for the shadow people hiding out. Trouble in their house, issues around nobody know about. Smiles created in fun times, frowning when somebody home. Emotional cyclones ending a cycle of love unknown. What used to be easy to live inside of a comforter, lost a light source to a darkness that manifested a monster, convo to a pinner or air-receiving lender. Air was once thinner, became thick, losers and winners. Content weak on the speech, drawing heat. False elaboration, drawing a disappointed grief. Silence golden, why keep holding on what's dozing? Stop loading on legs strolling, they not the ones chosen. Notice to the facts that's formed inside alarms. Don't get marveled by the charm, might be a mental bomb. With or without a timer, keep the liners of the margin. And life may have to pardon, but excuse the tools bargained, King.
Yes, sir, bro.
Tools bargained.
Yes, sir, bro. Yeah.
Man, when that door opened, it was timing. All you hear is...
Right.
He came in with that cold-blooded joy. You're a bad man.
Man. Yeah, yes.
Thank you.
I love that piece. I love it. What say you, Van Meadows?
Hey, man, he got to be probably the only person I know that the sun got to check, the sun, S-U-N, got to check with him and make sure that the sun is cool enough to be in his energy. Some of y'all will get that.
Yeah, what Van said.
Bro.
Yeah, I appreciate that, brother.
Bruh, that piece was dope, man.
I just wrote that an hour ago.
See, that's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about.
And now you're just showing off.
Y'all brothers got that energy, man, on y'all show, man. I got to show up. You know what I'm saying? Like, y'all show is dope and fly, man. So I can't disappoint. You know what I mean?
The moment you stepped to the mic, disappointment went out the window. The moment you walked in the building, disappointment took a seat.
Yeah, I appreciate you.
Everything else after that is gravy. So the blessings belong to me and Van, because you actually blessed us with what you brought to the table, and you didn't see it too much out of your time to stop to and bless the get down. So thank you.
Indeed.
You.
Thank you.
You're welcome, man.
Hey, man, before you take a break and dip off to the Get Down dance floor before you get back to your grind, man, talk about what you do on Tuesday nights, man, because it's truly phenomenal, man. Talk about it.
Yes.
Man, look, Tuesdays, man, we getting busy. You know what I'm saying? Live on stage, viral, Facebook, YouTube, you know what I'm saying, spitting them hot pieces, having guests come up on there, 8 p.m. every Tuesday. Tune in this Tuesday. It's open mic. You know what I'm saying? So it's gonna be on fire. You know what I mean?
That's what I'm talking about.
Can't wait, man. I've missed a couple of weeks because of other commitments, but
I got some
new fresh ink for y'all. I will be back in the building. I got some fresh ink, and I miss a lot of y'all. So I'm
miss you too, brother. You know what I always say? You know what I'm saying? Let's talk. It's home base. You know what I'm saying? The Poetry Corner is. It's an apartment in the home, you know what I mean? Word.
Absolutely.
All right, my brother. Appreciate you, brother. We're going to send you on over to Get Down dance floor, man. I look forward to Tuesday night, man. I look forward to it, man. We will see you then. All right,
that's what's up. Word.
Ladies and gentlemen, on his way to the dance floor, King Atterbury. One love, one mic, bro.
All right, one love, one mic, brother. Peace.
Man, whoo, man, they coming through tonight giving us this therapy, Jay. They is coming through tonight.
I know that's right. You hear this stuff?
Lisa Lips, we see you. Mr. Metaphoria, we see you. Just Jay, we see you. But next up, 972, welcome to the Get Down.
What's good?
MD Live is in the building, y'all. MD Live is in the building.
Oh, shit! What's happening?
What's good, man? What's happening, fam?
Tell you what's good.
What's happening with you, bro?
You step in the building. That's what's good.
Hey, man. Got to. And,
appreciate you, bro. Appreciate you.
Mr. Meadows.
Yes, sir, my brother.
Got a question for you, man.
Indeed.
Can I call you Dr. Meadows?
Thank you. Thank you. And thank you. Yes, you may.
Hey, man, I just finished my second book a couple of weeks ago. You come in for the meal. You play the doctor in the book, man.
Oh, man, absolutely. Absolutely. I've always wanted to be a doctor in some shape or form. So thank you, brother. I appreciate you.
Oh, yeah.
Nice. Van, you want to slide that question by him?
Absolutely. MD Live, I've heard a lot of your work, bro. And we just want to know, we got to know, when you write, is your poetry therapeutic for you or for someone else?
You know, all my crazy, out of space pieces, those are for me. But my very first piece I wrote when I was 6, and it was to help somebody get over a breakup. My older sister. I wrote a piece for her to help her get over a breakup. So ever since then, man, my most heartfelt pieces are to help people through their pain.
Nice. That's what I'm talking about, man. You know, I forgot to ask Danielle this, because I'm really curious about those of you who are empaths, and to an extent, you know, some of us poets are empaths when we write stuff that we haven't experienced, and it just flows, you know. Would that be so true of you, brother? Because you said you wrote that at 6. You know, you ain't been through no breakup at 6, right? But you felt that enough to write it for her. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And that's just amazing, bro. I wonder, does she still have it? Does she still have a piece?
Actually, my mom had it.
Wow. Man, y'all should get that frame. You should sign it, get a frame, because you're a published author, man. And, you know, someday it's going to be worth some money, man. Go ahead and sign that thing, man.
Get that framed.
Get it framed.
Yeah, my mom, she keeps, you know, if I think I done lost some, I always ask my mom, hey, mom, have you seen this piece? She goes straight to it.
That's what's up, man.
That's why mommies are special.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man. Well, all right, brother. Let me and J-Rob just take a step back away from the mic and let you go ahead and get on down.
All right. Look, this piece here, man, I wrote it in the form of DMX poetry and his prayers, to be precise. And I actually put music to it. And I thought I would share it tonight, especially because of Mr. King Cadence passing. So I hope y'all like this piece, man. I need your hands to hook me up because I'm driving on dry land.
I've always been a soldier in your army, even though it's difficult. I continue struggling to fight my demons.
MD Live, I got to stop you, bro. I got to stop you. We can barely understand what you're saying. It's like you stepped away from the mic.
All right.
And I want to make sure we hear the piece. You know, I don't want to do you a disservice. So, you know, we need you to come back to the mic, bring the music back to the mic, and I'm going to have you start over.
Yeah, that was a recorded piece. I can do it without the music.
Okay, that's fine. Because we couldn't hear it. It sounded real choppy.
Okay. All right. All right, I'll start it over. Father, I come to you bow head and I'm bending knee. Like you, my soul needs to be resurrected. Deliver me from my sins, O Lord. I call on you, Father. I need your hand to help me, to pull me up, because I'm drowning on dry land. I've always been a soldier in your army, Lord, even when the devil called out to me. I continue struggling to fight my demons, because I know you're within me. One day you whispered to me, it was my time to come home, and that my war was now over. Tears fell as I traveled from my darkness to your light. The devil's horsemen tried to pull me down, but I knew within your grip I would be safe. You saved me from the death of the demon's grip and provided me love everlasting. Now I stand in your kingdom, a new man. My wounds have healed. My pain is no more. No longer do I look behind me because my pain wouldn't let me go. You freed me. Lord, you freed me. To live in this land is to suffer. I'm here with you, Lord, and I suffer no more. I've stared into the eyes of emptiness, still face to face with my demons. Now, Lord, I stand face to face, looking to the eyes of love and forgiveness. Lord, I don't know if I'm good enough, but I know I'm forever grateful for the love you have within you that you shared with me. Blessed are the children that follow your word, Lord. Keep them safe when the devil tempts their faith. Shower them in your blood, just as you died for me. Father, in your name, we pray. In peace.
Yes, sir, bro.
Whoa.
Yes, sir, my Whoa. Brother.
This. You said you did this with a... in a DMX type style, like when he does the prayer on his records?
Yeah.
I can see that.
My son and I actually going to record this in video style. And I'm standing at the church altar and I'm reading this poem. And then as it stands up, it goes into the clouds. When it come back down, I'm standing in my manly clothes, just as DMX does in Angel. And then I'm standing on a podium that spins around, and as it spins, when I come back around, I'm standing in my white tux, and then wings come out the back. So I'm hoping to get that video done this weekend.
Definitely make sure me and Van get to see what you do, bro.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Man, yo, MD Live, man, you know, you. I'm glad we had you start this over. We didn't let that finish because this needed to be heard, and I can't wait to see that video. So please, just like J-Rod said, please make sure you tag us so we can see it. And yeah, man, I'm honored to be the doctor. You got me. I'm good. I'm ready.
Thank you. I got a couple of people in that book, man. It's a heavy one, though. You're a heavy one.
Okay. Well, I'm no stranger to heavy, so that's for sure.
Yeah.
All right, my brother, we're going to send you on over to the Get Down dance floor, man. Hang around, get your groove on, and stick around and enjoy the rest of the show. All right, my brother?
All right, man. Go bust a couple of moves around that.
Yes, sir. Get it, man. That's our brother.
I dig that brother's work.
Yes, sir.
I dig that brother's work.
Yes, sir. Absolutely, man. Absolutely. Well, we're going to keep this party going. We're going from an MD Live to a Miss Lips.
Ooh.
Hey, Lisa Lips.
Hey, baby. How are you?
I'm good, love. How are you?
I'm doing good. Some heavy hitters in here tonight.
Yeah, they
they
coming through now. They definitely coming through.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, yeah. I'm having a little bit of a battle with Divine Demon on the page as well.
That's all right. We got y'all for the collab. Yeah, that's your collab partner right there. So y'all can go ahead and get started.
We already writing in comments on the page.
All right now.
Did you call him baby too?
Right.
Because I sure never heard you start this conversation with Van, and he got that real smooth, sexy, hey, baby. Not even a good evening, J-Rob, just, hey, Van, hey, baby. But it's cool. I get it. Light skin privileges. I get it. I'm just saying. I get it.
Yes, sir.
Enjoy them privileges. I'm just saying.
Now you know, Mr. DSP, you done had some moments now. I'm just catching back up, you know.
Easter.
No, that's a lie.
But it's okay.
That's a whole lie.
We don't even do
our show on Easter. See that?
It was Easter weekend. I got a chocolate bunny rabbit. That was it. A chocolate bunny rabbit. Nobody called in and said, hey, baby. No one was like, hey, J-Rob. I mean,
Wait. Now, J-Rob and I had a conversation yesterday. And J-Rob is the reason that I'm doing the piece that I'm doing tonight because of that conversation.
Go on.
Poetic influence and complexion flirtation is not the same thing.
Oh my God, Shay, I'm writing that down right now.
Cause she said, "Hey, baby," I was like, "Is this the same woman I was just talking to?"
I'm sorry, J-Rob. You know I love
it's,
you.
It's okay. You in VA. I'll get to see you soon.
Okay. I'm going to count on that.
Uh-huh. We're going to be by Waterside and have that conversation.
All right.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Okay.
Just to let you know.
I like dark red wine, so we can get started right there.
We could do that on the second floor where that bar is by. Yeah, where you can see over the water and whatnot. We're going to have some red wine and hang out. But just to let you know, in all fairness, I'm not light-skinned.
I say,
hold on there, son. Slow down. Slow down there, son. Slow down.
So Miss Lisa.
I like a little
contrast
to my complexion.
Well, sometimes you got to have a little milk in your coffee. I understand. However, as it relates to tonight's show, my question is your poetry therapy for you or is it therapy for someone else?
Honestly, I have written I don't even remember how old I was the first time I wrote. I've been writing my entire life. And it was always therapy for me because I hid it away. I wrote for at least 15 years before anybody even knew I wrote a word. Mm-hmm. It was always the way that I was able to put out the things that I couldn't speak on. So I would write pieces on notebook paper and then throw them into the attic over the kitchen in my parents' house because I never wanted anybody to read it because it was so raw of who I really was.
Wow.
Right.
Wow.
Well, with that being the case, I make the assumption that the piece that you're about to give us is already locked and loaded.
It absolutely is.
Well, let's take absolutely to the next level while me and Van step out of the way and let you go ahead and get on down.
Well, as I said, this piece was brought up by a conversation with J-Rob. We were talking about kissing. And so this is a piece that I wrote called Describe the Perfect Kiss. Come in softly, pecks and nibbles to me to want more. Touch my hair and my face. Pull back and look me in the eyes. Then come in, eyes wide open. Watch the passion as it stirs between us. Let me reach for you, caress your face in my hands. Kiss each of your lips before you finally claim my whole mouth. Let our tongues dance together and always hold just a tiny bit back so that I want it all the more. Then look me deep in the eye and come in fully, gently probing into me, watching all of my cues. Give me full penetration kisses till my knees go weak. Then pull me close and hold me till the trembling stops. And peace.
I'm going to go on a limb.
Whew.
I'm going to go on a limb. And I'm going to say that she's been talking to a couple of my ex-girlfriends because that's been the reaction that they've all gotten after kissing a brother like me, that trembling situation. You know, then that happens. Because I'm a Libra.
Uh-huh.
I'm not light skin. You know, got a little height to me and I got dimples.
Yeah, I love it. I'm 5'3", so I love stretching myself up to reach you. And I'm an Aquarius, so I'm quirky. I'm all over the place.
See, man, this is what dark skin privileges sound like, brother. It's what dark skin privileges sound like. She has poetically redeemed herself with both lips. I'm just saying that. Thank you so much for that, Van Meadows. What say you?
You know, I was feeling it. You know, the poetry was exquisite. I was about to say she doesn't need any wine, Jay. She's already ready. We might have to work on changing your zodiac sign, though. We might have to do that.
I love my oddballness. It's what makes me who I am.
We might have to change that. Aquariuses just don't do me right. They just don't do me right.
You ain't been with the right one yet.
Yeah, every last one of them have said that, and every last one of them turned out to be exactly identical. Yeah, thank you.
Been crazy.
Yeah, I can't write off anybody. I can't write off anybody because of their sign, because I was told that Cancers were passionate, and my ex-husband could care less, so, you know, and he was a Cancer, most definitely.
Yeah, no. Every last Aquarius... I attract plenty of Aquariuses. The majority of the signs that I have ever dealt with have been Aquariuses. Hello, single man. Let that sink in.
You stupid!
Complete with my ex-wife, she's an Aquarius. Complete.
Oh, my goodness. All right, so...
And if you've heard some
of
the poetry I've
Scorpio?
Done about her, my gosh, that's therapy for me.
Van, let that go.
Am I a Scorpio?
Let that go.
Did she just ask me, was I a Scorpio? No, ma'am.
I'm asking if either of you are.
No.
Nah, I'm too sexy to be a Scorpio. I'm sorry.
Okay. All right. Yeah, Scorpios have been my trouble. He's talking about how bad Aquariuses are for him. Scorpio are my nemesis. I've dated two. One of them I dated 18 years, and the other one I married. And neither one of them was the right thing for me. They were just trouble. We were good in bed, and that was it.
Well, sometimes that's what we need.
Yeah, but after so many years, you know, there got to be something else besides that.
Agreed.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm not going to keep you because y'all know this conversation can go on and on and on. And she got
a collab
to work on. She got a collab to work on. So,
she got a collab to work on. Yes, yes.
Yeah, she got a collab, daddy. So before we say anything else, beloved, we're going to usher you over to the Get Down dance floor where you see that cat looking at you over by the bar? Yeah, that's Divine Demon. And he's not even holding a drink. He's holding another pen. Yeah, I see. She's on her way, brother. She's on her way.
All right, guys.
Thank you again, beloved. One and one.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was the lovely Lisa Lips bringing that peace, that therapeutic peace, after she had a conversation with Mr. DSP.
Man, that story has such a slant to it.
What happened?
That story has such a slant to it.
You know what? I think that it might be appropriate to bring in someone else with LSP privileges so he can address what just happened.
No!
Mr. Metaphoria!
Let me tell y'all one motherfucking thing. Y'all not going to be attacking no goddamn Scorpios in here on this goddamn show. I was born November 15th, 1983. Yes, I am a Scorpio. That's something we're not going to do. It's y'all old fucked up other signs born in the wrong goddamn month. Aquariuses and shit. And Cancer, my name is Larry, motherfuckers. Y'all not going to be attacking Scorpio. We are great people. Here, y'all just didn't know how to handle Scorpios. Y'all know how to handle them. I've been with 3 Scorpios, and I'm a Scorpio myself. They say they butt heads. We don't butt heads here. We bump uglies. That's what the fuck we do. That's how you get along with a Scorpio.
That's where we going?
Listen, some good neck will keep a Scorpio satisfied. If you ain't got the right neck, yeah, we're going to get mad. We're going to fucking leave. Y'all ain't going to be attacking my birth month. Now, I got that out the way. How y'all doing? Y'all good?
What's up, Mr. Metaphoria?
I hate him.
I'm chilling, man. I'm chilling.
Y'all all right?
Yeah, man, we good, man. How you doing?
Yeah, I'm great, Dave. I'm great. It's good to hear from you, man.
I say, I know I didn't just hear them attacking Scorpio. All 3 of y'all. I say, what are you motherfuckers?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I said nothing.
I didn't say that.
John is lying. John always lying on the earth. John be lying, talking about he ain't said nothing. John be lying, telling some people, oh, that piece was dynamic. Be lying like a motherfucker. It be straight bullshit, but he telling it's dynamic. I'm tired of the lies, John. Tired of the lies. It's 2021. Time to tell the truth.
Okay. Last lie. I'm a fan of David Mott.
Thank you. And if I could take up for Larry Shepard, since he was asleep on the phone, I'm going to spit Larry's piece real quick. Down with Whitey. Francis Key Scott, down with Whitey, Black Power. There you go for, automatic charismatic, because that's what he's saying.
My
all
man,
these motherfucking pieces. So
good
just,
job.
You know, we go here and get that out the way. But, yeah, I'm here. Y'all got a question?
Van does.
Yes.
Because I'm not talking to you. Let another light-skinned cat talk to you.
Hey, thank you.
My brother.
I hate him.
First of all, let me just say, it's so good to hear you on the mic tonight, Dave. I appreciate your presence. You know, not too many people say that to you, but I appreciate your presence here tonight, so thank you for coming through.
I'm glad to be here. We ain't got tornadoes and shit tonight.
I wish he hung up.
I'm glad you're safe. Glad you're safe. Now,
good to hear from you, Dave. Good to hear from you.
Thank you, man. Fuck you, John.
I'm glad you're here, Dave. I miss you. Hang up the phone. I'll stop.
All right. My brother, is your poetry therapy for you or for everyone else?
Possibly both. You know, everything might not be for everybody else, but some of them are. But I think as poets and creative writers, it's always therapeutic for us. And I'm going to admit one thing you could do with poetry. You know, you can let out your innermost feelings without them being tied to you. You can say, you know, it's just something you created. Most of my shit is just something I created because at the end of the day, the creativity is therapeutic for me. I don't like letting a lot of motherfuckers in on my inner feelings and shit, so I don't do a lot of personal writing. But some people do. You have a lot of people that do it. They won't admit they do personal writing because they don't want to seem weak at times or nothing like that. But fuck all that shit. You know, sometimes you got to release that shit. But mm-hmm. I feel it's therapeutic for on both parties. You know, you got to let that shit out somewhere.
All right, my brother. Thank you for that. You're so right. Being vulnerable. Sometimes you get into those pieces, and you know, sometimes we don't even share those most pieces we're vulnerable with. You know, but
right.
Yes, sir, I definitely feel what you mean. I definitely feel what you mean. Sometimes it's just for you to get it out and not share it with nobody else. But you might hear something or see something, and then you realize, you know what, I got to release it because someone needs to hear it. So I definitely appreciate you. Now, my brother, me and J-Rob are going to step back and give you the mic so you can go ahead and get on down.
All right, this piece is called Unanswered Call. If only I had someone to listen. These days are getting long as the silence grows stronger. Life alone is enough stress, but to live life alone is a complete mess. I guess I'm just made as an army of one. Because of support system, someone to listen, I have none. It's just me, myself, and I, and thoughts unheard. The little voice inside the mind is the only company in this life of mine. I'm here for you, and I'm always willing to listen. I've even brought a gift for you, a handgun for your empty hands, a plan of fulfillment for an empty man. You understand? Look at how your eyes glisten. Aren't you tired of crying? Day after day, it's the same thing. Aren't you tired of trying? Listen to me just as I listen to you. Remember, for peace, you said please. Now all it takes is a squeeze, and I promise you'll be invincible. All the voices I hear as I sit alone in this chair become hard to bear. After calling the only friend upon which I thought I could depend just to hear, I'm too busy to talk right now. Whatever's on your mind, go to your little corner and write that shit down. Well, never mind. When the only person you think cares pays you no mind, what do? I'll tell you what you do. Follow me. Your suppressed thoughts. I'm the only one that cares. I'm the only one who lifts you up when no one else is there. Who is the one that listened to you over the years, over the fears, but now you fear me? All of a sudden, you don't want to be near me. Realize I'm in your mind, so you can't help but hear me. If only I had someone to listen. I told everyone I know I'm going through something I can't handle. Who placed that pretty handgun on the mantle? That's right. Retrieve it. Believe it. The trigger is under as much tension as you. Please relieve it. What's the worst that could happen? No one seems to care. No one to love. No one to hug. No one around that said they'll be there. That's it. It's only us two. But us two will flee as one depending on what you do. Tired of yesterday, today, tomorrow. Tired of it all. My only wish is I had someone would have listened when I made my last call. In peace.
Bro, first of all, how many characters did you switch to? Two? Was it just two characters?
Yeah, it was two. The man thinking to himself and the voices in his head. The voice in his head.
Yeah. That was dope. I love the way you did that. J-Rob might be hiding in the corner because, you know, he gets a little scared when you do that.
Yeah, he don't like that voice. He probably somewhere, yeah, you know, under voice, the bed or some shit.
Yeah. But that was an amazing piece of poetry, man. I got to check on my brother Jay. You okay? You all right?
I hate David Mott.
Appreciate that, man. See, the DST people here, like I say, they hiding
you
and
got,
shit.
Dave got one job.
He's sitting over there.
One job.
He turned all the lights on in his house and shit.
He ain't got to go creepy with it. He ain't got to go Frankenstein with it. It's
but
right,
it was
though.
Therapeutic. It was therapeutic, though.
If you're Dr. Frankenstein, it was therapeutic. Is it a dope piece?
You know, sometimes
yeah.
You got to have a talk with their voice in your head. You ain't never talk to the person in your head?
Yeah.
Yes, David.
Like,
it sounds just like me.
Some crazy shit happened. And you'd be like, well, damn, yeah, that's right. You see that shit? Don't be nobody there, but you look to your family like, you see that shit?
Mm-hmm.
I've done it.
You're 6'13".
I'm 5'8", John. 5'8", you know. The piece is actually really, 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 really dope. Somebody hit me up and said, oh, my God, I hate to even repeat this shit. Damn it. Damn it. I think it's because they light skin too, but damn it, I got to tell you. David is phenomenal and ridiculously dope. I'm such a fan.
I appreciate it.
I'm gonna reevaluate my relationship with the person who sent that to me because they're family. They say a damn thing about my poetry, but they're like, David Mott is phenomenally dope. Phenomenally dope? Ridiculously and phenomenal. And then she says, whatever.
Hey,
I'm not going to tell you who it is, Dave, because I don't want you to say thank you to them.
Who is it, nigga?
The thing, Kim, Celeste, Kim, Cynthia, Kim, one of those people, Melina, Kim, it was Dawn, Felicia, Inez, and Tatisha. About three Kims.
That's
Joya,
say, yes,
Dina, Kelly, Bridget, Dina, Rashida, all that. Yeah, thank you. Oh, yeah. Shout out to Mike and Kim.
My sister said that I'm such a hater.
Yeah, yes,
she said that you're ridiculously phenomenal dope. And she's like, I'm such a hater, and I shouldn't be.
I thank you. I truly thank you.
I'm not a
I'm
hater.
Just trying to keep up the show, man.
I read what they hit me with back channel, and somebody else just hit me up and was like, oh, my God, he is incredible, and he does voices too. What? Stop hitting me with this stuff.
Stop hating, John. It's not a good look for you.
Oh, and he does voices, man. You hear this? Oh, my God, he's so dope. And he does voices.
Come on, Dave. Come on, Dave. Come on, Dave. We got to encourage Jay right now. DSP. DSP.
Yeah. What I'm gonna do? I'm gonna come through probably next week. I'm gonna do a Mike Tyson piece or something. That's what I'll be doing. First next week, I'm doing a Mike Tyson.
I'm sorry. I just got hit back channel. LSP. LSP.
Yeah.
LSP.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, as light-skinned people have to stick together.
We all three of you right now.
Go against the dark skin people. If I was close to you right now, he's with my white hand. It's ludicrous. It's tremendously ludicrous the power I have in my white hand. At them DSP people, that's the problem. That's the problem with the world.
That's right. That is the problem with the world, man. That's it. So my brother,
we were all light skinned. There would be no black on black crime.
Hang up. Click his line off, man. I am begging you, please disconnect his line.
I'm just saying. That's the deal with
my brother. We gonna
hey, man, I want to say before I go, we really appreciate y'all, man. Y'all do a great job over here on the Get Down and shit. I know I give y'all hell all the motherfucking time. It's just what I do. But everybody loved coming to the show. And, you know, all the shows on Epiphany are cracking. You know, I'm going to say it. You know, ain't nobody else going to say it. We didn't shut the other networks the fuck down. We are kicking ass on Epiphany Radio. I don't give a damn who getting mad that I said it. I stand on my shit with all 10 motherfucking toes. We are kicking ass here at Epiphany Radio. We will continue to kick ass for the rest of this year and years to come. So, goddammit, if you don't like it, get off the motherfucking train because we ain't stopping. I am Mr. Metaphoria, and I'm out this bitch.
Peace, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Metaphoria.
I hate him.
Oh, man. Ladies and gentlemen, you're tuned into Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Tonight is the Get Down with your hosts, J. Rob, the Wise Son, and yours truly, Poetic. If you're still hearing the sound of my voice, congratulations, you made it into the overtime hour of the show. If you were online and you didn't dial in, well, too bad, so sad, sorry for you. But we're going to keep this party going because we are...
They know who we be.
With our brother, Just Jay. What's good with you, bro? Just Jay, are you muted?
Hey there, black peoples. How y'all doing, man?
Doing good, brother.
What's
how
good
you doing,
bro?
Man, as I've been listening to y'all's show, y'all show is bananas, man. It is going insane.
Thank you, bro.
Hey,
we appreciate
you, man.
Thank
you for coming through. Thank you for coming through. Appreciate you, family.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's the place to be. Thursday's on lock, man. I'm going to go ahead and throw away the key. Man,
right.
I do have to go ahead and address an injustice, I believe, that had occurred last time I was on the show.
Okay, brother.
And I'll let J-Rob go ahead and make the call on this, too.
I
had to get a piece. You can stay at home if you want to, but I'll go ahead and make the call anyways. I came on and I did a piece, and you had said that my piece was done in the style of Triple H. J-Rob, tell me who more embodies, not just in the piece, but in the person, Triple H?
Me? Oh, you want to play the game? Oh, sorry. You were talking to J-Rob.
Actually, Van beat me to it because that's exactly what I was going to say. I was going to say Van.
Van all day. Hey, brother, I appreciate the compliment on the piece, but as far as the person, you got that all day, dude.
Oh, man. Man, you got something else, man. Triple H do happen to be one of my favorite wrestlers. Man, I love wrestling. I don't care how fake it is. If you didn't know it was fake and I just blew it for you, so sad, I'm sorry. But however,
entertainment value, though.
Right. One false move out of their fakeness could end somebody's life or career, and it has been done. It does take athletic skill to do a lot of the stuff that they do. But I promise you this, I bet you won't walk up to none of them and tell them to their face that it's fake. I dare you. I double D dog dare you.
On 60 Minutes, that one little dude had walked up to Big John Studd and had told him the wrestling was fake, and
man,
he had said it's fake and bust his eardrum by slapping him on the air.
Yeah, that was Geraldo Rivera.
Was that Geraldo Rivera?
It was.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
Geraldo Rivera said the wrestling
was
fake, and he
dude.
Got slapped,
some other little
and then he popped his
dude.
Eardrum.
Yep.
Yeah, all right. That would happen so
yep.
far ago. I had to erase who he was. Just knew he was a little slimy dude.
Nah, man, but, you know, it's funny, man, because I had just posted a TikTok that I saw the other day, man, where this husband and wife, the baby was laying on the floor looking at the camera, and this husband and wife was interacting, and they was doing, like, a wrestling scene, and she was about to get him. But he got out of it, and he gave her the Booker T scissors kick, and then he did the spin-a-rooney. I was like, yes, yes, yes.
Right,
yeah,
right. Giving it to the wife for the people.
Giving it to the wife for the people, man. It was mad fun, though, man. And you know, and I say that because it reminds me when, you know, when I had the kids and the wife, we would wrestle like that, play wrestling all, you know, for like an hour or more. And it was just mad fun, you know, and the kids were just like,
good cardio too,
man. Like, yeah, man. Oh, man, I tell you some stories, man. But is it my turn, Jay, or your turn?
It's your turn.
It's your turn.
Yeah,
I did miss metaphor.
Light-skinned privileges, yeah. My bad.
LSP.
Just Jay.
LSP.
Just Jay. Prior to Mr. Metaphoria, Van Meadows, and my sister Kim exercising every aspect of light skin privileges, we had a show going
right.
on. I had a question for you, brother. If
yes,
is
sir.
Your poetry, do you consider your poetry therapy for you or therapy for someone else?
It's a reverb in a small circle. What I do is I basically write poetry for the other poets, and whatever comes back to me, and then that's love also, and that's something that I need as far as helping me to move forward, because it's just like the old school hip hop. If you couldn't appeal to the MCs you was rubbing shoulders with, then you really didn't have no appeal. They can go ahead and manufacture you some appeal, but the love you get from your peers is the best, even if they don't like you and they respect your mic persona or your pen skills. That right there is a positive, a net positive.
Says a lot.
Yes, sir.
Oh, man.
It says a whole lot. It says a lot. So, is your piece locked and loaded, good brother?
Yes, sir.
Then, by all means, let me advance, step out the way, bring the mic to you, and let you go ahead and get on down.
I appreciate y'all. Now, Andy, what could pass for a particular participle when conjuncted with a conjunction to add, avoid syntax fires and malfunctions? Now, Andy, proper function can let you know something. Like a bee line when its wings are bird, the action birth were conceived by a verb, the word then expressed by sound, and those both are nouns, that be word and sound. Unless it proactively becomes a pronoun, then we just have to live with it, meaning by just being it. Now, that is very vexing, should I say perplexing, but I suppose I could, I mean, it's superlative. Now, Andy, what specific adjective add to a verb in hopes that the structure doesn't completely fall flat when the word is transferred into an adverb? But if it does something, I got something for that. With the injection of a morpheme in conjunction with the interjection, that might work just to perfection, Andy. But that's just my personal interrogative. During the occasional lyrical interrogation, unless one proposes a postposition to defense in the form of a prepositional stance to avoid the odds of their just position stance, and that's just for instance. Sermon is in question. And a thought that is fledgling, in which A is an article, even if it's just a particle. P. This is brought to you by your friend, Morgan Freeman. And P. I got lost in it, man. I couldn't maintain both, but this is my first time trying. I got lost in it a couple of times.
Oh, man.
That was so dope.
Oh, man. That was
so damn dope.
That was fly.
I got lost. Appreciate y'all, man.
Hey, man, that was fly, bro. That was too fly.
I enjoyed that. That was really, really dope. I like that.
Yeah, man.
When I get it together, I'm going to come back on here and do it again, man. When I get it to all the little nuances, I'll bring it back in here.
Nice.
That's what I'm talking about, bro.
Man, what did you think?
Man, I thought that was good, man. That was I love the character, man. I loved everything about it, man. You try to hold it together, man, but once you got to that, I was like, what? Yeah, bro. That was tight though, man. That was really tight. Really, really tight.
This is brought to you by Morgan Freeman.
I took a chance. Yeah. I took a chance.
That was tight. That was good.
I'm not afraid to take a chance, okay?
Yeah, that was good.
I love it.
Absolutely, bro.
All right. Well, all
right.
I appreciate y'all.
All right,
y'all,
my brother.
Stay up, man. Y'all keep rocking it out.
Thank you, bro. We appreciate you, man. We appreciate
I do whatever Van tells me.
Oh, man,
take
this,
care, J-Rob. Much love,
guy.
Big bro.
Well, love, well,
be
Mike,
good,
brother.
Bro.
Ladies and gentlemen, just Jay on his way to the Get Down dance floor. We want to go from a Just Jay to DSR's own Mr. Boston is in the building. What's up, Mr. B?
Oh, man. I'm sitting up here with my red and white Budweiser can eating red vines all at the same time. You know what I'm saying? Listening to y'all over here on this mic over here, you know, it's always a great pleasure to come over here and step up in this room, you know. There's something always going on. You might have changed the name to the show, but God dang, you always come with the finer things in poetry and the right questions. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes I have to put on my Timberlands for the questions you ask.
Yes, sir.
That's what I'm talking about, man. Well, man,
it gets so hot over here. I got to go put on some Old Spice underarm after hours. You know, and it gets hot over here, boy.
Old Spice.
Oh, man. That's what's
my
up,
man.
That's what's up, bro. Hey, man, but listen, check this out, man. The question is easy tonight. Is your poetry therapeutic for you or for someone else?
Well, Van, look here. See, maybe you might understand where you're stepping into and where you're not stepping into. But you're on this path to a thing they call bibliotherapy. And that itself allows you to gain insight into your personal challenges that you're dealing with through poetry. And it also helps you develop the necessary strategies to address the issues that concern you. And it also helps to promote self-problem solving and understanding that brings you into your own self-awareness. That's what bibliotherapy is. And yes, my poetry is therapy because my verbal assault from my ink pen and pencils is I would say a therapeutic music and language that allows me to positively share my thoughts and feelings, and it also encourages me to write about my emotions in metaphor and in the rhythm of poetry that makes it easy for me to share my feelings through the written word that offers a creative outlet that gives voice to those experiences that I experience. And also my poetry helps me explore the my challenging issues, and that's why my poetry is so therapeutic. How about that? Is that good enough?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's what I'm talking about. Now, I know you got something locked and loaded that you want to share with us, man. So we can step back and get out the way.
I do. I'm gonna be honest with you. I do not.
What?
But
what?
Wait, listen carefully. Listen carefully. I do not have nothing locked and loaded. But I'm gonna give you something to think about.
Okay. All right. Well, go ahead and get on down then.
Listen to it carefully, you best understand. The reason expressed emotions in the new age of educational landscape are powerful verbal tools and aid in healing therapy that feels and reflects on the mathematical, spiritual, grammatical, metaphoric wordplay. Another verbal meaning of therapy, engaging your senses along with my emotions, connecting with my mind's hindsight, insight, therapeutic as my verbology. Treat your cognitive health, encouraging self-reflection intimately and exclusively, giving you an insight into the inner workings of the latter of your own mind. Teaching in rhythm, string words together with the beat, helping cognitive understanding of words and where they fit. Shit, that's therapy. Direct and indirect, like a fire tip of a blue and black pen, promoting growth and healing through language, simple story, imagery, and metaphor to facilitate personal growth. Healing in a greater self-awareness. My poetry is my therapy. Coming to my wild mouth house. There's a place where you will find that you are not alone, that your story is not the only story, that we are all part of the same verse. the universal words. That poetry heals and makes us whole. This is when the cathartic release of emotions to pen then to paper as an outlet calms us, gives us clarity, enables us to move forward. The mental pages of poetry and therapy, and tonight I'm your poetic psychotherapist because I am the poem and narrative of a spoken word media, the bibliographer. My archives and my journals give me credibility. Now call me daddy with the self-study. On an emotional level, you are able to see me and others, that there are others who are also navigating and coping with personal struggles. And that's Mr. Boston from DSR all goddamn day. In peace.
Yes, sir.
Check this out, Van. I'm listening to Mr. Boston spit. I had to put my mic on mute, and I listened to when he started. I was like, oh, I heard something. I automatically went to the instrumental version of Don't Sweat the Technique, and I'm listening to him, and I just got I'm in a vibe zone listening to him spit while all you hear in the background is, wait. Yo, that is hot. That is so goddamn hot.
Yeah, man.
And then
man.
He finished it, and all you heard was, don't sweat the technique. I was like, yo.
Don't sweat the technique. Exactly. Don't sweat the technique.
Hot.
Exactly.
Definitely.
That was so fire. Thank you for that, bro.
Something to think about.
Hey, I'm realizing this 63 catching up with me. I'm out of breath. I forgot to breathe in between.
He's like, I need a glass of water now.
I'm going to swallow the rest of this Budweiser.
Right on.
I'm always trying to give something, and this is what we're supposed to do. We always should try to teach something, instruct something, and give something back, and not necessarily be creative about it, but to get that message across, you know. So that's what I try to do.
And you did the damn thing.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
My man.
Salute, King.
All right, brother.
Hey, say happy birthday because I ain't gonna be around Sunday because Monday is my birthday and the festivities start Saturday night at midnight.
Happy birthday,
all right, brother.
King.
Happy birthday.
Welcome back to Evolution.
Indeed. I'm embracing this 63. Embracing it.
Please
100. Mhm. Absolutely. All right, y'all let somebody else get on. I'm waiting to hear somebody else.
Mm-hmm. Ladies and gentlemen, that's our zone, Mr. Boston, on his way to the dance floor. He got to catch his breath before he start two-stepping, though.
I got oxygen tank.
You got oxygen
I'm not
tank.
Talking to him.
All right, let's keep this party going. Area code 410. Welcome to the Get Down. Who do we have on the mic? 410, are you muted? 410. All right.
Sorry, I was muted.
Oh, okay. Hello.
Sorry. Hey, this is Rain. How are you?
Hey,
well,
Rain.
Hello, Rain. How you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing equally as well. Thank you for asking.
Absolutely.
And thank you for stopping by to Get Down this evening.
Definitely.
I've been enjoying the show thoroughly. I was talking with LaPrella earlier, and she told me about the show, so I came through.
See? You all right. You all right. You good people. You was not raised by wolves. You a good person.
That's right. And you was, and J-Rob, she said, and she's enjoying the show.
And she's enjoying the show. See? All that stuff I wrote about you in the bathroom, that's not true. You're a good person.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
I tried to get him erase it, you know, because I told him he got to erase that. You can't write that about new callers. You can't do it. You can't do that.
he said you wasn't calling, and I was like, she never does. And he said she might surprise you, and I'm gonna erase that later on. But
okay.
I do have a question for you, and my question is your poetry therapy for you, or is it therapy for someone else?
It depends.
Upon?
So, the content of the poem. So if I write about personal things, then it tends to be for me, and that kind of overflows, and it also includes other people. You know, in our overflow, we tend to influence people with our work, especially when it's for us. It's emotional. But a lot of times I write erotic, and that tends to be more of a fun piece, and that's more for entertainment.
Oh, well, let me ask you a second question.
Mm-hmm.
Is your piece locked and loaded?
It is.
Then Van and I are going to step back, put you in the front in front of that microphone, and let you go ahead and get on down.
I appreciate you. I think the artist sang it something like, "All day I dream about." Oh, wait, no, that's not the one. I think it went something like jumping off the moon and falling into you. The stars burn bright with envy and constellations dare to bear witness, molesting us with their persistence as I persist to swallow the quiet thunderstorms rumbling in your chest, tongue twisted in the midst of this metamorphosis, hurricane growing intense as I wrap my taste about the pulsating pauses, capturing your bated breath. The carnality is almost palpable, eagerly reading the bend in your back as I lap at the base of your begging, swooning at the sound of our colliding hues, dancing to the groove of midnight, falling into noon. I travel the landscape of your persuasiveness, brushing libidinous kisses upon the nape of your neck, tracing your lobe with tongue tip, collapsing softly into your decadence. Riding your magnanimous wave, grasping for gravity only to crash against the shore of total abandonment. While an intensity crowns the thick of your fingertips and bidding nestles in the sting of your palm print, branded red upon my pretty brown brown, storm is brewing and we can feel it coming. So we take turns brainstorming, got these torrential rains swarming. Moving in and out of the storm's eye, playing Russian roulette with the calm of her sacredness, pushing it to the edge, edged, we're edging, until the gushing winds twisted our limbs, uprooted our inhibitions, then plastered our love language across the sheets like graffiti in the wind. I said then plastered our love language across the sheets like graffiti in the wind. We be sticky and wet and yet still parched, famished even. Insatiable appetites just might be the death of us or the breath of us. Well, I try to catch mine, listening to the reverb in your baritone moan. You're really starting to feel a lot like home, away from home. And that's that piece.
This, we needed you last week.
My God.
Because this piece is leveled above awesome.
Mm. I appreciate you.
Van Meadows, what do you think?
I mean, I'm stuck on a lot of lines in this piece, the baritone, the molesting, and just the way that you crafted this piece. And then All Day You Dream, well, you know what the songwriter said, but I thought this was an amazing piece of work. You know, I'm kind of stuttering over my words just a little bit, but yeah, that was dope. That, ooh, man, my goodness.
I definitely appreciate you both.
I need I gotta get my thoughts. I need a favor.
Yes.
Would you please bless the event page so that somebody else can get what Van and I got when you came up with this masterpiece? Please, oh please, oh please.
You want me to put this piece in the room? Or you
yes,
just
ma'am.
Want me to post in the room? Okay. Sure, I can.
Yeah, please
do that.
Post on your event page. It's awesome. And Van, did you hear the way she dropped these metaphors? And she
I
tripled
did.
Up on them in three places.
I felt like I felt like Bugs Bunny when he put his hands on his face and his eyes turned into hearts when he was looking at Babs. Yeah. Like that.
No.
Right. Like that.
I definitely appreciate that. I can the whole visual with that. I got that.
When he said it's nice to meet you, Bugs, on Babs. I mean, it's good to meet you,
right,
Babs.
Yeah. Right. Yes.
Someone's rocking my dream boat.
Yeah, that part.
All right,
yes,
Ray,
your voice is going to get down, beloved. Yes, we do.
Yes. We're going to send you over to the Get Down dance floor so that you can hang out and let everybody, you know.
I'm going to go teach them how to do the Detroit ballroom dance.
There you go. And please,
ladies
post
and
that,
gentlemen,
please.
Yes, please. Ladies and gentlemen, Rain is on her way to the Get Down dance floor. One love, one mic, beloved.
One love.
Wow.
Jay Rob.
Let's keep this party going. Area code 724, welcome to the Get Down. Who do we have on the mic?
How's it going? Hello.
Good. How are you?
And who do we have on the mic?
Long time no hear. This is Chi. Chi Adams.
Hey, Chi. How you been?
I've been hanging out. I've been
in
Georgia and Clayton County fighting the power. I'm here with the political movement, and
yes,
we got a few things done. And
you're my favorite person right now.
I left the poetry scene to go do something else and get political and see if we could move some mountains. And now that everything's kind of calming down, I thought I'd come back out and say hey.
And she came by the Get Down van.
Yes, she
after
did.
Those purple mountain majesties that sound like strange fruit, so she had to get on the political side and decided, you know what? Let me take a break. Come through to Get Down. And hello to you 10,000 times over, beloved.
Hey. I still love my poetry family. Black
right
and blue.
Right on.
I thought during the storm that we're going through, that I do a piece that I did. Everybody knows how spiritual I am, so I don't think I have to go through all of that. But under transcendental meditation, I got a little bit of insight, and I put it down on paper, and I like the way it came out, and I think it came from the innermost part of my spirit, and so I kept it. Understand, even in they call them in Africa, in ancient times they call them the diviners, and these were the women who performed as spokesmen for the spiritual forces, including the supernatural beings of the dead, and they spoke to the living in order to support the humans who were of the flesh. And once you get into transcendental meditation, you kind of, get into your inner self.
Okay.
And I think there was a question.
Van had the question.
Absolutely. Okay. Is your poetry therapy for you or for someone else?
Okay, well, by me being an empath, I'd have to say that everything that comes out of my mouth is basically being taught through spirituality, through me. And it's considered a gift of knowledge. And knowledge is no good unless you pass it on, because if you keep it to yourself, it's a selfish motive. It becomes stale and rotten to the point that you can't even use it yourself. You have to take these tools, and you need to spread these tools for peace, truth, and light. So my poetry comes from mind, body, and spirit.
I love it. Okay. Well, I know your piece is ready, so we step back and let you go ahead and get on down.
The name of this piece is called Supremacist. Suck this down. I'm going to get into character, of course. Suck this down and regurgitate this. You thought you had it covered, but you're never going to win. You sat there like an evil child naked, sitting on a sitting spin, making plans of greed and destruction of innocent lives. But it's the universe that disputes you, and it is you that it despises. And we're in your midst. Knock, knock, hello, and surprise. You say you're in it to win it, with your pinky and the brain starter kit. Well, we've got plans for you, too. So you just suck this down and regurgitate this. We are the only truth, cosmic beginning innovated, loved by the spirit world, and highly, highly motivated. Justifiable wisdom of eon circles of spirits of old, warriors of great power and strictly business and very, very bold. Feared by the darkness and deeply hated, our history has been marked by this planet and clearly dated. We are the gospel of illumination, of the program of divine spiritual light, the new fruit of power, full of strength and might, the evolution of knowledge not found in any college, unfolding the metal Akashic records bit by bit. So this is your sick second Big Bang Theory. You just suck this down and regurgitate this. We bring the food of the future, maxing your thoughts with spiritual visions and signs of lucid evidence of the sixth dimensional time. You seek us not, but it is us you're going to find. The prophecy has been written, and now it is time. The pen of glands are fully open, and pure divine light will shine. The inner and the outer realms merging as one for peace. Together we must twine, balancing your world, universally aligned. We are the masters of the invisible, now visible. Buddha man wise, third eye, purified. You knew we were coming, so don't act surprised. We are here to bleed through and through and reveal all lies. And it's going to be our truth that you despise. Understand there is no place to run. There's no place to hide. Exposing your evil, you dare not admit. And we are ignoring your dislike for us. You just suck this down and we're going to take this. We are the spiritual lions, ready to devour, hunters of evil and ill-gotten power. With no hesitation, we are marked for your destruction. We are the builders of tomorrow, bringing the construction. From a world that you cannot reach, we bring balance, order, and peace. To support the original man's preservation, we must teach. To the dark lords, we bring the hissy fit. So prepare and brace yourself, because this shit is going to hurt a bit. So suck this down and regurgitate this. We are the change, and this is it. Suck it down and regurgitate this. I Chi poetry. And that's that piece.
Ooh.
Damn.
Wow. Wow.
Sister zoned out and let y'all know exactly what it is. And if you wasn't paying attention, you just missed all that bright light she was trying to drop into your frontal lobe. She just, don't get me started. I can go there for a hot minute. She just killed that. She just killed that third time. She just killed that. Van Meadows, what say you?
Man, gee, listen, that was phenomenal. It was definitely therapy. And I appreciate your artistry. I appreciate you being an empath, and I appreciate you getting into character and just blazing it. So thank you for that.
Thank you for the show. You guys are doing a phenomenal job. Take care.
Thank you, beloved.
So much.
You too.
Appreciate you. Ladies and gentlemen, see Adams with that piece. Oh, my gosh. Man, she's amazing. All right. We're going to keep this party going. Next poet on the mic, Gina Storm. Hey, Gina.
Hello, guys.
How you doing?
Good evening.
I'm happy to be here.
We're happy to have you.
We're happy to have you. What's up, Gina?
I've been taking intermittent days off, and I needed to come in on Thursday to get some therapy from here. Listening
That's
to the poetry.
That's what we're here for, baby. That's what we're here for.
Absolutely, and I love it. Thank you.
Since you're here for some therapy, let's just jump right in it. Look at the time. Dig it.
Yeah.
Is your poetry therapy for you or somebody else?
Ordinarily, I would say that my poetry was therapy for me. But tonight, I want anyone who, like myself, even if it's not for King's Cadence, who is grieving, to have grief therapy through my poetry, because I feel like it's a necessity. And this isn't
for me. Well, if your piece is locked and loaded, I'm going to assume?
I'm going to give it to you as I get it, absolutely.
Then let's do it in the interest of time. Van, I'm going to step back and let you get on down.
All right. I'm titling my freestyle. We got this. I've been thinking while I was listening to the therapy poetry of other poets this evening what I would do when I got the mic. And then it came to me and I said, we got this. Not just me, but all of you too, you see, because a lot of you have been hurting deeply. Not just from a recent passing of someone in the poetry community that for many years people saw was the other half of me. When you're part of a dynamic duo like J-Rob and his brother, Poetic R2, it isn't a thing about whether or not it's a love relationship. It's how you're compatible poetically. You respect each other, and you love to do what you do. It's a beautiful thing to have somebody to bounce things off of. I used to love the way that his pen worked and the way his cadence was set up. And then every day since he passed away, all I can do is hear his voice. I fell asleep listening to his mixtape, and then I had it in my dream, and it wasn't by choice. But I woke up smiling and not sad, because all I had to think was, he probably said to himself, please. He didn't expect any of these things. He really was thinking that he was insignificant and that his voice was small, but I know it didn't just touch me, but all of y'all. So if you're going through something and your heart is hurting and if you're wondering if I'm coping, nah. I cry intermittently. On some days when I have to host even not just show up at a show, I can't for the moment. This is the first time today that I felt like my voice even sounded strong. So for the moment, I thought I'd come through and give you a little piece of me so that you could see that you can get through it too, because if I can, we all can. We got this. King's Cadence will always live on through poetry, through recordings, and all of y'all. I appreciate the love and support, the good vibrations, and most of all, the poetic therapy, especially this evening. I'm Gina Storm. Thank you for indulging me. In peace.
I'm digging this.
All right. Yeah.
I'm digging this.
Yeah.
Okay, you stepped up and was like, I need you to hear me for a hot second.
That's
You're
all.
Quiet down yet? And then you just gave it to us and force-fed us the truth. I'm digging that. And while I don't do it all the time, let me salute you, sister, for what you just brought to the table. I dig that. What say you, Van Meadows?
Thank you, J-Rob.
Likewise. Likewise. You're right. We got this. We got
this. Yeah, we do. Yeah, bro. Don't we do this every day together, all of us as a unit, as a collective, as a family, as a community. You know, it's this loss. Every loss that we've experienced was huge, monumental, tragic, all wrapped in one. And the best way to do it is to do it together. So I appreciate y'all. One love, one
night. That is correct. I appreciate you. And thank you for being transparent in your pieces, especially during this time. But we got this. Man.
We do.
Love it.
I'm going to go before
right,
I lose. Love y'all.
All right. Yeah, I love you too.
Right now.
Ladies and gentlemen, Gina Storm on her way to the Get Down dance floor. Wow. What an evening of poetry, therapy. Wow. Last words tonight. Before we get to the last words, let me go through the lineup. Join us tomorrow night. Tomorrow night may be up in the air. I got to check with Murder, She Wrote. She has a new schedule, so tomorrow night may be open. But Saturday night, let's talk about it, where we do date night differently. And the topic, I told y'all I would give y'all the topic. When you hear the term crazy love, what are your thoughts? Let's talk about it. That's what we will be discussing on Saturday night. Sunday night is the Inspiration Factory with Divine Inspiration, Paul Sampson, and yours truly, Poetic. Monday night is the Soul Cafe with your host, For Real, the Poet Douglas, author Larry Maddox, La Perla La Negra, essentially Janice, and yours truly, Poetic. Tuesday night, Mojave is going to debut a new show, Curvy Thick Women Appreciation. Kudos to him for doing that show. And then Wednesday night will be the Love Zone, the Pearl of Negro, and Miss VIP. And then next Thursday on the Get Down, y'all, we're having group therapy, y'all. It is a collab show. And J-Rob and myself will pair those of you that desire to be a part of the collab show. We will pair you with the poet, and then you two will come up with your therapy poetry for the evening, you know, however you choose to do it. But that's what will happen. It could be two, it could be three. There's no limit on, you know, how many can collab together. But please let us know if you're interested, preferably before Sunday, so that we can get those collab teams together so that you guys can begin constructing your therapy pieces. I'm so excited for that. Thank you, Sir Lawrence, for giving us that group therapy idea, even though he didn't know he was giving it to us. But we appreciate him for that. Now,
indeed.
Yes, sir. Last words will start with my brother, J. Rob, the wise son.
Van Meadows, goes without question how I feel about you. And this therapy was therapeutic in so many ways. I needed this. And thank you for being the doctor, talking to your brother, asking, what's up, doc? And I hope everybody else listening got something out of it. And I'm hoping that the poets who had a chance to spit got something out of it. And for those of you who continue to make the Get Down your Thursday night ritual, we love you. And we couldn't do this show without you. And I hope that we continue to come up with topics to stretch your pen, and we find different ways to express ourselves poetically, and you enjoy it. And Van Meadows, again, I salute you, King. You're one of the best people in my circle, and I appreciate you in ways that I can't describe in poetry, alphabetically, or metaphorically. You're a king, and I love you, man. Great show.
I love you, too, bro. I love you, too, man. I salute you, too, man. You know, man, I don't know what y'all be doing during this show. I don't know if y'all pay attention to the event page. J-Rod's been playing some tracks in the event page, and he almost had me, you know, busting the song, one of the songs that he played. I don't think my brother realized how that song vexed me, but it was a group called In Touch, and they had this jam called Too Hype. Put on a dress.
Mm-hmm. Can't believe that she said yes.
Yeah, man. This could be, and then he says, this could be the start of my happiness. Oh, my God. But anyway, first and foremost, to my brother, my co-host, my friend, I love you, bro. the show wouldn't be what it is today without you, without your input, without us putting the poetry community first when we come up with these shows, because it's not about us. It has nothing to do with he and I. It has everything to do with you, the poets, because your voices need to be heard. Without you, there is no Epiphany Radio. You know, I appreciate David Mott saying that, you know, we're here and we're still rocking. We are, but we're here because of you. So we never take it for granted that you are the lifeblood of this radio network, because without you, we can't have no shows. We can have shows, but it'll just be me and J-Rob talking. And some people might find that a little boring. Some people might be like, hey, let's just tune in. But you are the reason that we do this. You are the reason that we come week after week, night after night, to spend these hours with you, to enjoy you and your poetry, and give you flowers while we're still here. Again, we want to say rest in peace to my brother King's Cadence. No more suffering, no more pain. I'm going to miss him. He talked me down of a lot of things. He was a voice of reason for me. That's why this is a pretty hard pill to swallow. But he's walking in heaven, so we appreciate him, and we're going to keep his gift and his art alive. To our CEO, Arthur Larry Maddox, thank you again for giving us this platform, Epiphany Radio. And then to all the other Epiphany hosts, man, you guys do a phenomenal job. And ladies, y'all do a phenomenal job. And it's a pleasure working with them. I mean, y'all don't know, we're family. Like, we family.
Mm-hmm.
So, but, again, collab partners, if you desire to be a part of this collab team, please, 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 let us know by Sunday so that we can add you, so J-Rob and myself can put our heads together and pair you up. We already have one pair, so I'm excited about that. The interesting thing is who he and I are going to be paired up with. Jay, that's going to be the interesting thing. So
that's going to be something interesting. Yes, sir.
All hearts and minds are clear. We thank y'all, my Russell Simmons voice, thank y'all for coming out. Good night. But one love, one mic, continue to take your socks off, because we got a few minutes, Jay. We're going to head out to that dance floor, man, and get our boogie on.
Yeah, man.
All right, y'all.
We're doing
one love,
Tommy
one mic.
Two-step.
Take your socks off. Absolutely. Peace.